I don't think this was a long enough cut, you know. It's 6:05.
No. Oh, wait a minute. 6:04. Yeah, you're right.
6:05. So I think you should have picked a longer cut.
Yeah.
We're only 5 minutes
like
late.
Maybe in a Gata De Vita?
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Yeah, because then we could still be like opening up the cinnamon rolls and stuff like that. Anyway, the April Fool could be on us today before this is over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we hope not.
The April Fool's on the FCC because the ID is...
WZTA, Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches.
Little we April just... Fool's.
Yeah. Don't we have 5 minutes to get that in?
I think so.
Yeah, either side of the hour. I think it was pretty close. It all depends on whose watch we're getting the time from, okay? But anyway, here we are, and it's a wonderful Friday morning. It's April Fool's Day, and we're at my house, which, don't ask me why. Rose Folger came running outside the door one day early in the week and said, don't you think it would be a great idea to do the show on April Fool's Day? You know, do something different, and we'll do it from your house. And I think the only reason is because he knows he's never going to get invited to the house under any other circumstances. So this is the excuse that he's going to use to, you know, come and muscle in and check out the house. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we want to thank T.J. Cinnamons for, I just can't believe it. If you could see in the kitchen how much of this there is.
Really?
You would just freak out.
Look at that weatherman.
Yeah. What is his story anyway? Now, by the way, we're going to watch TV. Remember that? No, seriously, remember when the Pope was here last year?
Oh, yeah.
And I did a little play-by-play off the TV.
Right. So okay. We're going to watch the morning
show. So we might
just
watch the morning show on CBS because nobody else is.
Right.
And probably in the whole county.
Mm-mm.
And there may be one or two in Dade who think that it's a foreign language station or something like that. But yeah, he is an interesting-looking weather guy. In fact, it looks like he could use Willard Scott's hairpiece.
Uh-huh. And he's...
But isn't that amazing? They got a token white guy, Charlie Osgood, is on there this morning. Is that incredible or what? How does that feel to be the token white on the news show, huh?
Well, see, that means...
Well, they're seeing that Jesse Jackson's doing pretty good. They figure that, you know, maybe they're going to move more in that direction. Anyway, it's, what is it? It's about 6:07.
We have no log.
It's 8:04. We have no concept of what's going on.
We have no clue.
We're kind of like everybody else in South Florida now. We have no clue.
You don't know if there was an 05 break?
I haven't got any idea.
No idea.
We have nothing. We have food, though. I got you coffee. Did I get you
we
chocolate
have coffee.
Coffee?
We have food. I have a newspaper.
We have the Herald, so we can steal all kinds of good stuff out of that.
That's
we don't
right.
have USA Today yet, so if there's anybody on their way over here...
Like Dennis Folger.
Like Rose Folger, you might pick one up, because when I went out to get the papers,
right.
it was still yesterday's paper.
Right. So maybe...
And you wouldn't want to read yesterday's stuff, would
and
you?
And I'm sure he's... No, I'm sure he's listening to see if we're on
you
the air.
You think so?
Now,
are we on the air, by the way?
Well, see, now, I told you about that
because I don't really care.
That's true. That famous Dan Ingram April Fool's joke story, which is a legendary radio story, which you had never heard. One time on April Fool's Day at WABC New York.
Where?
WABC. They had Dan Ingram do a remote on April Fool's Day. And he did his entire show. He did a four-hour show and never was on the air. That was the April Fool's joke.
Yeah, there are people in this market who do shows like that almost every day.
Speaking of that,
yeah.
Right off the top.
Now, are you going to do radio highlights? Oh, no. You're going to congratulate somebody who got married for the 11th time.
I'm going to read this out of the Miami Herald. This is page 1B. I'm going to read it as they wrote it because I like the way.
Well, if it's in the Herald, you know it's got to be true.
This is Roy Ishoy's column, I-S-H-O-Y. Do you know Roy?
One of my favorites, mm-hmm. Yeah. He loves this show.
Roy says, congratulations to Gloves 94 disc jerky Greg Budell, who popped the question last night to traffic reporter Joanne Rice and immediately eloped, we're told. It's Budell's 11th marriage and her first.
Now, you're laughing, but you know something? That could be true.
It could be
you
true.
You said fourth, but he's had some that lasted like, no, seriously.
2 days.
Yeah.
He's
had several of those, I think.
I missed a couple
of hours.
Mm-hmm. I think I missed a few.
One I heard lasted about 25 minutes.
It could be his 11th.
And just, you know, she just got up screaming and ran out of the motel room.
I laughed, but it might be right.
Well, she laughed, too. That was the problem. Yeah, well, this house has got an echo.
I like this reverb.
Now, I don't know. I mean, this is a nice house. You'll admit that.
We've
got the pool out here in the lake, and it's a nice view.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the Taj Mahal. And I'm confused. I just don't know what it is that they want. You know what I mean?
I like that. It is kind of Taj Mahal-ish.
Now, we do have one thing we know, because we have no ability to play. We're not going to play any music today, because we're just out of touch.
How about commercials?
Well, probably we won't play any of those either, okay? But that's not unusual. When you work for this company, that's not unusual. But anyway, no, actually, we could play like CDs on my CD player.
And hold the
you
mic
see
up.
My expensive Polk speakers back there? I mean, we could probably crank those up, wake up the whole goddamn neighborhood.
Great. Right.
But anyway, so we're like just sitting here hanging out, and I think the April Fool is definitely on us. Now, we can take calls they tell us.
Are you going to try
it? They tell us.
Are you going to try
it? Our crack engineers have been out here. They were working feverishly 2 hours here yesterday, and they came here at 4:15 this morning, okay? And they've been working feverishly ever since. So it's fever in the morning, and Peter Bulger all night or something
now,
like that.
Now, we don't know the numbers, but you people out there
well,
know the numbers.
I think I do. I think it's 620-3600 in Dade.
Really?
And 779-3600 in Broward. But I will confess
you're not
that
sure.
Up until a couple of minutes ago, the Dade number kind of eluded me. Seriously. The Dade number kind of had escaped me for a moment or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway... we have a special guest coming by sometime during the show. I don't know when he's going to show up. But we will have at least one piece of music. Casey, Harry Casey,
is
going to stop by here, and he can come by the house anytime. We've got a lot of room. If you ever get kicked out again, Harry, you can come by here anytime you like.
Mm-hmm.
Got all kinds of extra bedrooms. And speaking of that, some of our friends from Cooper City are going to be stopping by. And, of course, if you missed the end of the show yesterday...
Oh, my God. Everybody was talking about that to me yesterday.
That was incredible.
Yeah, if you missed the last half hour, you missed a radio classic.
See, it turned out that that guy who was pretending to be a coach or an assistant something at Cooper City High...
Principal.
He turns out to be Pain in the Ass Junior. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know who Pain in the Ass Senior is.
Yes, very well.
We can't talk about it. Something just fell off the wall, by the way. I don't want to get anybody out here, Jim or Andy, upset. But something just fell off the wall. I think it was the antenna. Which is good, because it sounds better now, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound better?
Yeah.
Although it doesn't have... We shouldn't be monitoring off the air anyway, should we? We should be monitoring program, right? Yeah, are we on delay?
We don't know.
We don't have any idea what
the hell is
going on.
No idea.
So it is kind of exciting. Anyway, it's 11 and a half after 6. The weather, it's going to be about 80 today, right?
Yep. Mostly sunny, high near 80, low near 70, and it's 72 this morning.
I don't know whether you should give the time or not. Do you think?
Well, let's give it a try. Let's see what happens, okay? What the hell? This is Zeta 4. It's almost 12 past 6.
Well, you were right. It was kind of fun to just wait and see what... Well, evidently there's no break.
Whoever is on the board, if they open the mic and they talk, we can hear them.
Now let's mention that, okay? Now, Captain Dave is already conspicuous by his absence. The audience isn't getting nervous about it, though, because they're used to it lately. He can come in at any time.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting used to that. But he isn't going to be coming in at all.
Right.
And it's a rather bizarre story, because I got this phone call last night. Well, actually, what happened is it was 11 o'clock, and the phone rang the first time, okay? And a female voice on the other end, when I answered it, said, "Oh, I must have the wrong number." And then, like a minute later, it rang again, and it was Captain Dave. Now, doesn't that, when that happens to you, don't you kind of, like, put two and two together? Like somebody is testing the water, and he said to me, "I didn't wake you up, did I?"
That could...
So in other words, I guess he assumed if he had somebody else call the first call, then that would wake me up anyway, okay? So that I'd be awake a minute later.
Oh, that's a good trick.
That's a good trick.
That's pretty smart.
So in other words, I can't blame him, but the bottom line is I was sitting right where you are watching TV, watching The Hitcher, as a matter of fact.
You need to see that a few more times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Watching Rutger Hauer... watching C. Thomas Howell spit in Rutger Hauer's face for the 80th time.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm sitting here watching it, and Captain Dave is on there, and he says, "You're not going to believe this, and I want you to get upset, but I got a chance to make $20,000. Now, wasn't it a grand the other day? Wasn't that the operative story?
Yeah.
Today the story is he's making 20 grand doing some TV commercial again.
It's possible.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if this continues, like in about another 2 weeks, he can retire, okay? I mean, it's been nice working with him, but at this rate, because the next spot will probably be like a half a million.
I don't think there's going to be any more next spot.
You don't?
Look, there's a duck. There's a duck on the lake.
Oh, yeah, we have all the wildlife out here. In fact, even Big Dave will be waking up in a little bit. There's lots of wildlife at my house, okay?
Yes, Big Dave is sleeping, by the way.
Well, I don't know if he's still asleep, but I did close his door.
Okay, he's not here.
Because he'll get very grumpy. Although, he did say he would get up for TJ Cinnamon's. He didn't realize they'd be coming in at 5:45.
He'll be up. He'll be up in an hour.
But they brought enough food for the Chinese army,
I'm
telling you.
Well,
it's incredible.
I'll eat that later. I got an old Bones coffee cup.
I really set it up pretty good for you.
I'm happy.
I got you your own Bones coffee cup.
I'm all happy.
I made you a big pot of chock full of nuts coffee, which nobody in this house drinks coffee.
It's real good.
And I made you in the automatic thing in there, whatever the hell it is, and I even made it right, didn't I?
It's excellent, yeah. I mean, it's not like Dennis Folger
makes.
No,
nobody makes a cup of coffee like Rose.
But it's great.
But a Rose by any other name. So anyway, here we are, and we just haven't got the fun. But you notice how we've already killed what? Let's see, it's 6:15 on Zeta 4. And can you imagine what the audience is thinking about this at this point? Like,
what?
We have no music.
We have no
law. Well, we certainly aren't going to play any cards because we don't have any card machines.
Cards.
And God forbid that anybody back there could start fiddling with any cards.
No.
Okay.
No, that room's
now,
locked
up anyway.
Wait a minute.
Let me ask you something. If we're monitoring, like, something just dawned on me.
I don't know.
But seriously, if we're monitoring off program instead of off the ear. Are you paying? Are you seeing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are we necessarily going to hear the spots?
I don't know.
We're monitoring off the air.
Jim will have to answer these questions, I guess. Maybe he can.
Oh, wait a minute. How can we be monitoring off the air? In other words, we're not in delay. Is that what you're telling me? We're not in delay.
We're not in delay.
So why the hell did I give those phone numbers out? That was kind of stupid of me, wasn't it?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, we don't want to give those numbers out, because if we aren't in delay, then the audience will pick up on it immediately, right?
And
then somebody will call it and say, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't want to do that again, because Captain Dave's not here to take credit for it.
Well, it's not necessary anyway.
But we don't really need to take any calls.
No.
You do understand that.
No.
I tried to tell Rose that the other day, but he insists that it's something that we desperately want to do.
Okay.
Because the calls are the lifeblood of the show, so he believes. Okay?
The backbone.
The backbone, yeah. Mm-hmm. As Flipper would say, the backbone of the show. Maybe Luke Halpin will call in a little later on.
Ah.
Think that's possible?
Well.
I like that friendly attitude he had when we called him the last time. Like, what do you guys want? Flipper's dead. Leave me alone. You know, that kind of thing.
Flipper is dead, you
know. Flipper is very dead.
That's
well, the original one. But
and
he did mention that his Flipper was still alive. Just barely, he said, but... That's another story.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got the Herald here this morning, and maybe USA Today is on the way, so we got a show, right? The horse, by the way, that you touted in the second race yesterday was scratched. I told you it wouldn't
be. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm going to stop.
That's better than coming in last. No, that's better than coming in last.
Right.
I told you. You don't pick horses that have numbers like 13 and 17 and 18.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to run very often. They don't get in.
Well, I'm new at this.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm going to keep trying.
But you are one for one. You picked a horse that was 28 lengths behind the field on... Wednesday, which I think was very good. See, I have a lot of expertise, and I can still do that.
But, yeah, I know.
Knowing nothing and being able to do that was something very special. So anyway, Casey is going to come by later, which is incredible that he's actually coming to my house.
Sure is.
And then Bob and Ted and Alice and whoever those other people are coming by, Bob and Harlan and Michelle.
Okay.
I notice Bob rarely goes anywhere without Michelle because it's like kind of Linus in a security blanket. And especially coming to my house, he will not come here without her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a little later on is a special treat, and it might be kind of an inspirational thing for the show. I'm going to push in the videotape that they brought yesterday
great.
Of the fashion show.
Oh,
City
super.
High. And the amazing part of it is there are almost no ugly kids that go to that school. I know we don't want to get started again because Pain in the Ass Jr. will probably be on the phone and carrying on having an apoplectic fit or whatever it is. But there are really incredible-looking people in that school. So maybe what we'll do a little later on is we'll cruise down. Oh, that's right. There's nobody in school today.
No.
So we'll just have them all come over here.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed on driving to work this morning there were some kids that had obviously, you know, people driving around the roads that had obviously were heading home.
Yeah.
Like 5 in the morning.
Just getting in.
And you can tell school's out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A few cars that you don't normally see the type on the road at 5 in the morning, you know. Obviously heading home, you know, been up all night doing God knows what.
Yeah, I'm afraid to find
these
out.
These kids today, boy, me too. And Alan's out of town.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this has been quite a week.
That's why you seem so...
Quite a week for me. Now,
wouldn't it be something if it was an April Fool and it turned out that he wasn't out of town?
No, but listen, Monday, I wasn't at work. What a day to miss. His last visit.
Yeah.
I missed.
And if you would have been there, it would have been some real fireworks. It would have been like the 4th of July.
We'd still be talking about it, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And today he's out of town. So this has been a...
Alleged.
I think
alleged.
He is. Now, he said he was going out of town on a cruise. So this may... Perhaps we'll
How'd
see.
You like to be... Now, wait a minute. Talk about being a captive audience. How would you like to be on a cruise ship with Alan?
God!
Like out in the middle of the Atlantic...
Holy Toledo.
Because the one good thing about that for him is that you can't get away. There's nowhere to run. Like Martha and the Vandellas would say, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You know what I mean? Nowhere to go.
Well, I have this feeling that next week, there's no school next week. I have a feeling...
All week.
There's going to be a visit, and that's going to be interesting.
We could have a lot of visits next week because the kids are out of school.
We'll see.
although we don't want to get certain people on the air upset who we don't even talk about anymore. It was really relaxing here, you know, all yesterday afternoon with my radio in the off position. Really very relaxing.
I don't think you miss much.
No.
I have a feeling. So we want to try this again. It's almost 20 after.
Well, see, what we'll do periodically throughout the morning.
And see what happens.
Is we'll just say, like, you know, we're going to give a time check, and if there are spots that you want to play back there, go ahead. And if not, we'll just we'll just keep rambling on, because we can go on here for an eternity. I mean, there's no ending to the BS that we can unload here.
Oh, no problem.
And the Gonzi, now, the, you made point of this before we came on the air, which I think is a very interesting observation. Gonzer, and he's bringing his wife, too, by the way, because I guess they heard that Possibilities would bring in lunch and there's free food here today.
And probably his kid.
Oh, really?
Probably. Wouldn't you think?
Are you cereal?
Well, I don't know, but if he's bringing his wife, what about the baby?
And then Lee Gillette will be here from 3 to 7. So, you know, the idea that this is such a piece of cake for me, because it's like staying at home and you don't have to drive a whole 20 minutes in each direction.
Right.
Instead of my day ending at like 10 past 10.
It's going to end at
It's going to end at 10 o'clock tonight. Seven. So it's going to wind up, I got up at 4.
Yeah.
Let's see, 4 and 4 is 12, a 15-hour day.
Well, listen, I'm going to run over to Johnny Dark's later on. So if you want to come along.
Yeah, you're not joking about that either. That's
no,
the
not.
Frightening part.
No, I'm not. I saw
Do we want to give his address on the air? I mean, that's been basically done to me, so
no.
Be sure of that.
No, let's not.
Like the street address with a number and phone number, zip code.
Well, anyway, let me try this break thing, okay? See what happens. Okay.
Whatever you like.
Okay.
I really couldn't care less, because I'm going to start eating breakfast
Good.
In a second.
Well, let's see if we can.
If you do respond, oh, seriously, if you do get in touch with Sherry Hall, make sure you don't eat on the phone while you're talking to her. No, seriously, she would get very testy and upset about that.
She doesn't like that. That's true.
So anyway, we're back, and that went pretty smoothly, right?
What? Yeah, smooth. Yeah, that's the word I was thinking. Of course, we don't know if there's any live spots or anything.
No, there better not be, because I would have to, like, make them up.
Yeah, well, you could do that. You could do that. You're making up the show.
You mean like Tropical at Calder?
Yeah, we can
I think I could probably do
it. Yeah, we got the entries right here. And in fact, I'm going to look at them again and see if any...
A little later on.
Yeah, later. I'm going to look and
when
see.
When the plungers start getting up about 8 o'clock. So anyway, it's 6:24, almost 6:25 on Zeta. And I can just imagine that our regular audience listening to this is thinking, boy, they're right, this is an April Fool. Don't you feel like an April Fool now?
Yes, I do. Exactly. Completely.
But you really look comfortable, I will say that.
I am kind of my feet up, and this couch is, this is a lot more comfortable than
Listen.
I hear Tweety.
Yeah.
And this is a lot more comfortable than the studio, because I just put my feet up.
That is a point. In fact, I'm going to take my shoes off.
Yeah, I may put my shorts on.
No, please.
A little while.
Don't get carried away.
All right, you got your shoes off.
By the way, things get boring. You notice that's an omen, the way that thing just popped up?
Oh, my God. We can call...
Can you call those?
People don't have to call us. We can call out.
Yeah, we'll call out, because I've got some great numbers in there. In fact, there's Peter Bolger.
We can call...
Oh, no, I guess I better not give this whole number on the air. How about if I just give certain numbers?
We could talk. We could have a nice conversation with Michelle. She could probably tell us maybe some interesting things.
Oh, that Michelle.
Peter Bolger's
wife.
Mrs.
Bolger?
Yeah, Mrs. Bolger.
She probably could fill us in on some really important things, but that's another story for another day, right? Who is this chick that's on the news now?
I have no idea.
Can't believe it, man. It's like, is this the Black Network?
Is this CBS?
Seriously, there are no white people on this thing
well,
here.
Well, they got one. They got one white guy.
Charlie Osgood, but he was just there for briefly. He was just he had two limericks, two little lines of poetry. Now, look at that. There's
Sarasota.
A story from your favorite city, from Sarasota. Those of you who want to save a lot on electricity, no, seriously, this is a good idea, because your TV set is one of your highest, next to your air conditioning. I could be wrong, but I think that next to your air conditioning, your TV set is the highest drag, if I can say that, on your electric bill. You don't think so?
No.
Unless you got a pool pump like I do and it's running constantly.
The TV doesn't use that much, does it?
Color TV? Are you out of your mind?
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Now, your radio uses almost nothing.
Right.
Which is why it's good to keep it on like 24 hours a day. Even when you're sleeping, keep it on. And then just remember that you had it on Zeta 4 and write it down, as they say. Write it down. So anyway, you don't have to watch your TV. You can keep it off, and we'll just do a little play-by-play. In fact, maybe we'll flip around the channels. For those of you who've got American cable and are really PO'd about it, we'll just flip around, and we'll see the... By the way, now, Channel 5 up in Palm Beach, not too good.
We don't get that in Dade.
Oh, really?
We don't get 5.
Well, let's back it up, okay?
Okay.
In fact, this could probably kill the next half hour.
Now, is this Sunshine Sports Network? This
look at
channel?
That. Speaking now, look at this ratty thing that just walked in the door.
It's Dennis Folger. Empty
looking
handed.
Really ratty
empty
this morning.
Empty-handed.
Not even with our paycheck.
Not a log.
What's that?
No USA Today, no log.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Empty-handed.
Well, if you think you're getting breakfast, you're out of your mind.
Why are you
and
here?
Why is he, like, walking around like, he's got what? Well, don't sweat it. Don't start picking on them. They've been working their butts off, okay? Just don't panic. So anyway, forget that he's here, okay? Because he's just here to play Butch Boss, okay? Now, Channel 2 with a nice sunset there. Isn't that peaceful?
Now, I like this channel. This is mellow and
yeah.
This is relaxing.
And it just stays there, I think, like for a very, it's like
fine.
Here. For a very long time, you sit and watch the
sunset.
Well,
no, sunset. It's the sun. Oh,
or
that's,
is that the sunrise?
Whatever. I would think it would just stay, and as the sun got higher in the sky, then you have midday sun. This is a good channel.
Yeah.
We don't have this on my
that's
cable.
That's what the Soods watch.
Now, okay. This is the Sun Channel, right?
Well, this is Channel 2. This is WPBT.
That's a good service. You're just a sunrise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the sunrise over the Atlantic.
Okay, now there's HBO. Look at that.
They're running Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. And then we get to a Channel 4 with this black morning news show.
CBS
that they got
Morning
here.
News, yeah.
You're going to be amazed. But Channel 5, now I want you to say, I'll let that run for a while because you don't ordinarily get that in Dade County, right?
That's.
Can I take a look at that desperate log that you've got there? I know. Now he's reading the log, okay? I can't believe this. Like he's doing the show. The man is just out of his mind, you know?
So you don't like the picture quality they have here with
now,
Bob,
Channel 5 is not coming in too good, and that's really not. There's no excuse for that because I think. I could be wrong, but I think here in Plantation, we're not like all that far from West Palm Beach. Could I be right?
Not that bad.
Huh?
No, you're not that bad if you're in Broward County.
Oh, like, look at this. Okay, we do have another break this hour.
Oh, you have a log now.
Yep. It's reversed.
It's not quite.
What do you mean it's reversed? What? Who munged on this, too, by the way? Somebody munged on my... You munged on my log? He just walked in the door and he's munged on my log. Oh, I see. Well, we're not at 7 o'clock. Oh, in other words, the pages are, like, backward.
Yeah, you
okay.
can.
Well, we can
it.
Handle that.
Yeah.
That's no problem. We're used to that.
Mm-hmm.
We work with backward people every day. Look at that. Now, wasn't I psychic? Tropical at Calder is on here live. I don't
good,
think
good.
We'll have any problem,
no
with,
problem
that
with that
at all. And Shells is on here, which I think we'll have no problem
you
with.
Can
so
add
that should
that.
Basically be it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't you think that Gonzo and Lee Gillette are going to have a swell time here today?
I don't know what they're going to do, but.
I haven't got the foggiest
Well,
idea.
They're going to like the reverb. They're going to like the
They
reverb
will like
in the
echo in the house.
Yeah, the echo.
No question about that. In fact, that could be one of the things we'll take a poll on a little bit later on if we ever take any calls, which is not likely. But how did you like the reverb in my house? Because I get bitched at like crazy all the time. Big Dave doesn't like that echo all through the house.
He'll get
he said it's like
it.
Living in a cavern.
He'll adjust.
And I said, well, why don't you try it? Why don't you go out like to West Virginia? They have those Carlsbad Caverns. Isn't that what they got up there?
Yes, they do.
And go live in one of those for a while and see which one you like better, you know? But Rose is here and looking just absolutely gruesome this morning. I can't believe it. Doesn't he?
Well,
he's a wild man.
You know, I have this affinity for anyone who wears alcoholic beverages on their body, you know, signs about alcohol. He has a Bud Light Spuds McKinley T-shirt. I mean, this man is redefining fashion.
Okay, now here's the worst, one of the worst channels on everybody's cable system, unless you live in Homestead.
Mine's crystal clear.
Well, yeah, because
South
you live
Miami.
Way in South Dade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at how Channel 6, even on the cable, comes in, and look at all the...
There's video noise.
Noise.
Yeah.
Look at
See that.
That.
Video
oh,
noise.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Of course, you know, when you're watching cartoons, it's very distracting. Seriously, to have all that noise across there, because you don't want to scream or eat a banana. But anyway, the stuff here from T.J. Cinnamon's is incredible, and Possibilities is catering lunch. So for those people who get all upset when we eat on the air, I'm not. I was going to say I'm sorry. I'm not in the least bit sorry. That's your problem, okay?
Yeah. Well, we're going to eat quietly.
Yeah. You notice I ate the first rule very
quietly.
You
didn't even know. You
never
didn't even
know. Made a peep.
Well, we don't have the Neumanns.
The second
either.
One will be a little bit louder, though.
But we don't have those Neumanns that pick up every single sound of anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have more like, what are these mics? I don't even know what they are.
Why don't you take the cozy off and take a look at it? I don't have any
idea. Electric voice.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the old AM days.
Cheap, yeah.
Yeah. No, well, that's what we used to use on AM, electric voice. 6:31.
Yeah, and KC will be here any minute.
Oh, he's going to be here early?
No, he'll probably be here about 9:45. You think he gets up at this hour?
No. Well, he could be coming home.
You out of your mind?
Yeah.
So anyway, how do I eat this with one hand and hold the microphone with the other?
You're doing all right.
Very difficult.
You'll work it out.
Wow. So anyway, getting back to Captain Dave, we never really quite finished off that story, did we?
Oh, before... Okay. And then we go through the rest of the cable.
Mm-hmm. No, wait a minute. Instead of leaving it on 6?
Yeah, go to 7.
I'll push it ahead to 7 because that comes in very well.
Yeah. That way you can see Sally Fitz, like, just crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Ford. Right, there's Channel 7. That's the Today Show, I guess, with Bryant and Jane and Willard.
And that doesn't start this early, does it?
7. Yeah, it starts at 7.
Well, I hate to break the news to you.
Oh,
but
no,
it's going
no.
Like a little after
I'm sorry,
6:30.
6:30. That's his channel.
Are you already in the 7 o'clock hour?
I guess I'm wishing. This is Channel 7's local news.
This is very mellow, though, you know? I can't imagine that anybody in their right mind is listening to it, but it is very mellow.
We're happy.
If anybody is listening this morning, just call and flash the lines, okay? And then they can let us know back at the station if anybody's calling. Wouldn't it be something if nobody did?
Mm.
Serially. 620-3600 and Dade and 779-3600 and Broward. Now don't panic because we're not going to talk to you.
Just want to know.
Because I don't think we can if we want to anyway. Do you?
I don't know.
No.
I have no idea.
There's Michael Williams. Now he squints a lot.
Yeah.
He could be the replacement for Michelle on Channel 10.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Because he's kind of like thin. He's a good-looking guy, but he's thin. Got a real thin face. And if they put a couple of long earrings...
Yeah, that's what, just what I was
and
thinking.
And he squints like crazy. And look at that. There's Chief Dixon.
Good
looking
old
just
Chief
like,
Dixon.
Just like Rose Folger, almost. Look at that with that dumb cap on.
You know,
boy, does he have moron written all over his face or what? Chief
you know,
Dixon. Huh?
We get so excited whenever he makes an appearance on Zeta 4. It's like we're honored that Chief Dixon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just his name mentioned, it's just...
I like the fact that he's got such a good sense of humor, too.
I miss the cowboy hat, though.
What is her name? Gloria Schwartz?
No, I can't remember her name. She does the noon news on 7. Julie Feldman.
Julie Feldman. Well, mm-hmm. I said Gloria Schwartz. It was basically... and her sister, Rose Lipschitz. Now, do you hear the way the birds are
that's
going nuts
Tweety.
Out here this
that's
morning?
Tweety.
No, that's not. Tweety is in Big Dave's room.
Oh, these are more birds.
Mm-hmm. In fact, if the audience listens very closely, that's going to be probably... We'll just leave that on. We'll let it go for about, like, 20 minutes. And we'll just hear the sound of the birds. Don't you think that would be interesting? That could be part of a new format on this station.
I like it. I like it.
So anyway, Julie is doing her thing. Her hair is kind of screwed up, you know?
She looks all right. I like her earrings. She looks okay. She's got it together, basically. I think she does. I think she almost looks like she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she almost looks like a guy. If she took the earrings off, she'd look just like Mark Williams.
Well, see, that's why
don't
I like her.
Don't you think
her,
so?
Because she looks boyish.
The guy who was just on. Goyish?
And boyish.
No, Julie Feldman does not look goyish.
She looks boyish, though. It's I like. You know, that's my look.
And you did want to wish all your Jewish friends a happy Passover, right?
And happy Easter to all our goyim.
Mm-hmm. Why, is Easter this week?
A Sunday. Is Easter.
Easter Sunday is this Sunday?
April 3rd, yeah.
Wow.
So happy Easter and happy mm-hmm. Passover and sort of kind of like a holiday weekend, kind of. Sort of.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
So anyway, if those kids from Cooper City are thinking about coming in early, please. You know what I mean?
Please what?
Please come in early.
Why? Because there's nothing going on here?
Exactly. I mean, this is just incredible.
With nothing to talk about.
Oh, I have lots of things to talk about, but we'll save that till when there's somebody awake and listening.
Okay.
It's 6. See, now this is awkward because I got to like mm-hmm. 36, 24 till 7 on Zeta 4. This is the Neil Rogers Show, and if you're wondering where all those funny bits are that we usually play, in fact, there's a new ACN tape sitting, hopefully, still in my mailbox.
Hopefully. Uh-oh, now someone knows where it is.
Well, if the tape isn't still there sealed on Monday morning...
What happens?
There's going to be a four-hour
oh, boy.
Devastation of a certain AM station in the other end of that building. That tape is to remain there sealed, okay, till Monday.
Oh, I have a story concerning this. It doesn't concern,
thank God.
It doesn't concern him. Someone told me yesterday that they were at the... was it Richard Cray concert? What was the
Robert
Cray? Robert Cray concert. And DJ was there. And they ran into DJ at the concert, which is Don Jr. And they met him. And after they met him, the guy said to me, he said, I have met Don Johnson. This guy was more obnoxious than Don Johnson. More
yeah,
ego.
Which is saying a lot.
With a bigger head.
And a bigger mouth.
Yeah. Isn't that an incredible story? Don Jr. was more obnoxious than Don Johnson.
Yeah.
Wow, now I think we know why he's Don Jr.
That is an incredible story.
It was incredible.
And it killed about 30 seconds or so.
I'm sorry it wasn't
longer.
Anyway,
moving along, your favorite channel, of course, and mine, I spend hours a day watching, what's Channel 8 on my system?
The Weather Channel. Oh, my favorite. Can you leave that on for a while?
Yeah.
We can get the current temperature that way.
We can basically, what we can do is we can give the temperatures for all other parts of the country, because, and we'll probably do a couple of minutes on how the weather is in upstate New York and in Detroit, just for you.
Uh-huh.
Here's the weather at Don and Bob's in Brighton, boys and girls.
Oh, great. Do they
and
give...
at Lou's Finer Deli in Detroit, it's hazy.
Well, you know, I think they give Alaska weather on this channel.
Oh, do they?
I think so. I also think they give weather for Iceland.
Look at that. It's time for the oyster harvest. If you think we're desperate for material, just look at the Weather Channel, okay? The oyster harvest, like in Portland, Maine. They don't like that term oysters up in Portland, okay?
Folger, Dennis Folger. The Waking Up Report. Mountain Grove, Dennis Folger's call.
I wonder how many people in the audience really watch the Weather Channel.
I think people do watch it.
Do you?
I think quick, you know, short bursts. Periods because
no delays, by the way, at the Dallas airport or at LAX.
Yeah, but there's a 43-minute delay in St.
Louis. But who the hell wants to go to St. Louis anyway, right? No delay in Denver, and there's no delay in Detroit.
Oh, look at this. Wichita, Texas.
Had the wettest March on record, 5.24 inches in Wichita, Texas.
And
Omaha, by the way, had the second driest March on record, 0.07 of an inch. See, it's great when you got your TV set and you can rip. That's what's great about cable, man. You've got everything. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit of everything. It's 6:39 on Zeta 4, the Neil Rogers Show. We're in, at my house. This is an April Fool on us.
We're watching.
We're like sitting here. We're like laying back on the sofa and just relaxing. And God forbid that anybody should be listening to this. I can't. No, seriously, could anybody be desperate enough to be listening to us sitting in my living room BSing?
We're watching TV with Uncle Neil. Now we've
with the sound down.
Now, Neil, we've been wanting to do this for a while.
Yeah.
What, to go through the cable
Something
channel.
I've always dreamed of.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we get to ESPN. They're probably doing Olympic nose-picking on ESPN at this hour of the morning.
Tractor pull, I hope.
They do get into some pretty desperate stuff.
No, in the morning they do business, don't they? I think they do business.
On ESPN?
I think so. See, you don't know this because you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
See, they do business. Well, see, Nation's
business
today.
They
do
be
business.
Gosh darn.
In morning drive.
So, in other words, if there are guys who hit on the games last night and have money... No, seriously, if there are guys who hit on the games last night and have money to invest... Then this part of the ESPN is for them, right?
Right. There's not many.
Yeah.
Not a lot of
And then
guys.
They should have, like, some of the religious preachers on there around noontime before they get into the heavy, like, volleyball and stuff.
Oh, at noon they do exercises. I know
now
that.
Now, what the hell is this?
Well, fashion.
Is this the CNN fashion show?
This is ESPN.
Oh, ESPN. Well, the same difference.
See, National Business Today.
Okay, well, let's move right along. Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Probably we
Channel
can catch
10.
Donahue. We ordinarily are on the air in the station at 9 o'clock, but we can do a blow-by-blow.
So to speak.
On the Donahue show for
there's
9
Walt Cronice. Look at that bow tie.
Yeah, because he got a bow tie. He and Paul Simon, by the way, are going to run his one ticket.
Well,
that'd be great.
Finally, we're going to get the current temperature.
And, of course,
Walter
is going to give us the thumbs up sign if he can ever get his thumb, you know, quieted down long enough to put it in one direction.
It's a little windy this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, the barometer, by the way, is rising at 30.08 inches. The humidity is 66%, and the winds are out of the east at 16.
72 this morning, just like I said.
72 in Miami, 72 on the beach. Fort Lauderdale is missing, and Kendall doesn't want to report, okay? And I can't say that I blame her. This is good. This is just like when the Pope was here last summer.
That's right.
Just do a little play-by-play right off the TV. Look at that. Walter's thumb is shaking in all directions now. What is his story, by the way? Do you know him?
No. I don't know.
Does anybody know him? He's one of the unfriendliest people I've ever seen in my life. He was up at Pompano Park a few years ago when we were all up there in the clubhouse and they were sucking up free food and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people that wouldn't know a horse's front from a horse's ass, okay? And he was up there with him, and boy, he's a strange guy.
You know, I don't know anyone in the business who knows him.
No.
I don't know. He's one of these people that nobody knows.
Ricky knows him.
Ricky Shaw.
Yeah. Because doesn't he do the weather on that station?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He does do the weather on that station.
Yeah, so he's probably got waxy buildup, can't hear you. That's why he doesn't respond when you speak to him. He shakes a lot.
But I do like the bow ties. It's really a nice...
I like what he does with his hands. You notice? He's always like... Look at that. Did you see the right one there?
Yeah.
And look what he just did with it, too. We can't even... Federal law prohibits us from repeating on the air what Walter just did. Walter, please. Look at that. She's about ready to puke her guts out.
I don't know her.
Now, who the hell is she?
I have no idea.
Has she got her green card?
I don't know.
Who is she?
Is that...
See, one thing about these early morning newscasts, man, they've got some of the most bizarre, like that Julie Feldman that we were watching on 7 and Gloria Lipschitz on 4 or whatever her name is. They've got some really weird people. Who is that woman?
I have no idea. Local anchor, I have no idea who she is.
Looks like she's doing the news from the Indian reservation or something, doesn't it? Speaking of the Indian reservation, there's that big story about the bingo hall.
Yeah, we're going to do that on the news.
Oh, are we? Are we doing the news?
If you want. We have no intro or anything.
That's okay. 6:43, huh?
They
can run behind you. You can run... No, let's not do it.
No, because it's in
your
studio.
Let's make it more mellow. Yeah, it's in our studio here, and we don't want them going in over there. And...
Oh, well, it's locked.
Why should today, as they say every other Passover, why should today be any different from any other day? Manishtana halala
hasa. See, they can't get it. They can't get the card. They can't get in your studio.
Yes, they can. It's open. It's perpetually open. See, the lock was just a ruse.
Who's on the board? John Ford
John
is on
Ford
the board.
John Ford is on the board.
Now,
how
John,
like
I will say again, you can talk to us if there's anything we need to know.
Yeah, what's going on, John?
You can open the mic and speak, and we
now,
can
when we
you.
Gave the numbers out before...
See?
I'm right here.
See,
okay,
John?
Now, John, when we gave those numbers out before, now, did any lines flash?
They were completely, like, flashing. They're talking to me on the two-way. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, like, exciting. It's like...
You sound so awake, John.
I need coffee, man. You know, it's like...
Oh, John sounds like he's got that corporate disease, doesn't he? Did you hear that when he was... Yeah. Now, listen, don't stand directly under that vent in the in our little studio, man, because the asbestos...
Yeah, your studio is open, by the way.
Oh, well, you want to go get your mama?
I'll get anything you want.
Get your mama. It's on the...
No, don't get your mama. Just get the cart.
Yeah, I'd be going to get my mama.
You know where it is?
I'll find it.
Well, I'll leave right now. I'll go to Hollywood and get
it's
my
up,
mama, okay?
It's up
bring her back
Mother
here.
Rogers.
Yeah.
That would be
She'll
nice.
Probably have some pretty spicy stuff to say today.
I have some questions to ask her.
I'll bet you do.
But we'll do that another day.
Good. Like, do I really hate her and all that other good stuff?
Would you like the sports section, Dennis? No? Okay.
What are you offering him? My paper. It's my 25 cents that I went out and
bought
this morning.
Well, he was going through it like he was looking at something.
Mm-hmm. Like he knew what was going on. There's the guy with the thin face. They all look the same, don't they? He
looks like Michael Williams.
Channel 7, but this is Channel 10.
It looks like Michael Williams.
I bet you it's his twin brother.
Maybe he's
evil. Now, wait a minute. What the hell is this? Bogus coach. Wait till you see this. You're going to freak out.
Oh, no.
Bogus coach. And here's one of those old pictures of me where it looks like my head is... Screwed on my neck, like Lee Harvey Oswald,
Jeez.
You know, with a phony head on the neck. And it says, Neil Rogers, talk show host, spars regularly with Cooper City student Alan Dresner. Now, he spars regularly. Don't I wish that Alan and I sparred regularly?
What are you talking about?
So Alan's
about?
Not even here, and he's getting all this big publicity. It says, bogus coach spouts threats against student caller to show... And this is by Marty Rosen. If you live in Broward, you got the story. If you live in Dade, forget it, because you're lost anyway.
Yeah.
This is on page 2BR.
Broward.
Okay, that's second page of the Broward section.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, by Marty Rosen, nice Goyish name there, Marty says, high school student Alan Dresner, home on spring break, was listening to his favorite radio talk show Thursday morning when a caller threatened to have the 17-year-old suspended because of his regular calls to the show.
Wow.
I didn't know that Alan was involved in all that yesterday. Weren't we told that he was in the Bahamas?
He wasn't involved. I mean...
But the whole story's about him.
God.
Anyway, moving along, it says, Dresner knew just what to do. Now, who the hell is that on my phone? That's what I've always wanted to hear was the sound of a phone ringing on my show. Anyway, Dresner knew just what to do. I freaked out. I started dialing fast, said the Cooper City High School senior... who has gained notoriety among his classmates for his daily calls to acid-tongued talk show host Neil Rogers on radio station Worcester, 94.9 FM. Dresner often is the butt of Rogers' jokes, but
True.
He wasn't laughing Thursday, nor were dozens of outraged listeners who flooded the switchboard at Cooper City High with complaints as the prankster escalated his threats against Rogers' fans at the school. Hello.
Who was that?
Yeah, with pepperoni and cheese, please.
Was that anybody we knew?
The caller, who apparently listened to Rogers' daily insults and verbal volleys with the teen, called on the air a second time. Identifying himself as Coach Conway at Cooper City High, he promised to suspend any Cooper City student who called the morning show. There is no Coach Conway at the school, Cooper City High officials said. Dresner tried to get through. The coach got through three times, and I couldn't get through at all, he said. Well, see, Alan, the problem is the coach wasn't calling on the talk line.
Right.
He was calling on the business line.
That's correct.
And we put him through on the extension.
Yeah.
But Alan doesn't understand what extension means. Dresner, oh, let's see. On the third call, the prankster promised to suspend any student who even listened to Roger's controversial show. The guy was screaming and yelling that Neil was promoting homosexuality and communism. I couldn't believe it, said listener Katie De La Cruz, 22, of Miami. She drove to work and called the high school to complain.
Mm-hmm.
Roger's boss, program director Dennis Folger, wouldn't comment on the incident. Rogers did not return calls from the Herald. How the hell am I going to return calls from the Herald when I'm at home?
Ooh.
I love the way they do that. Nice. In other words, I never got any message. Well, what just happened? Well, now it sounds like we're on the air, doesn't it?
It's like real clear. It got real clear.
Yeah, what just happened all of a sudden? It sounds really good.
There was a half a second of dead air, and then it got real clear.
Oh, now we're switched to program. Hello. Well, man, the calls are pouring in here, aren't they? This is more calls than some talk. This is more calls than Joey gets in a month, isn't it? That's our third call. Anyway, unsuspecting Cooper City High Administrator Gina Ferrazzo was helping with the switchboard when the first calls came in. We had business people calling. We had parents calling. We had lawyers calling, she said. Some warned school officials about on-air hijinks. Others complained, believing that the school really would suspend students who listened to the show.
Sure.
Then it got kind of crazy, and Mr. Rogers called us. He wanted to know if anybody on our staff named Conway, she said, it's nothing we condone here. It's strictly kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, that last line? It's nothing we condone here. It's strictly kid stuff.
All this falderal, I guess.
Is that what that means?
That whole incident.
So out of that came a major story in the Broward section of the Herald.
Good.
Which gives you a pretty good idea of how exciting this town is these days, right? Talk about the dog days.
What?
We don't have any pens, okay?
We don't have any pens.
My pen disappeared. I don't know what happened to it.
Sorry. You're asking
too
much.
So you're going to have to... That's it. Rose, go out and do something useful. Get a pen, would you please? So anyway, it's that time. I wonder if John has your mama.
John, do you have your mama?
Anyway, it's about... What the hell is it? Anyway, it's 5 minutes before 7. 6:55 and 8 to 4. And slowly but surely, we're getting our act together. Now, Captain Dave is not here today. He's off making $2 million doing a spot somewhere. We're supposed to believe that. And the bird is wandering around. This is good. This is just like sitting at home and not even doing anything, you know? Now, I've got a number here that we're going to give out. And if there's anybody that wants to call in to my house, it's really like just like calling me at home, okay? Only tomorrow, or like at 3 in the morning. Now, look at this. There's somebody out there with a gas motor, okay, in our lake. Call the police right now, because I think, I could be wrong, but I think you can only have electric motors in this lake. And that's the second one I've seen in 2 days where they're polluting our lake with gas. And you know what's going to happen? All the wildlife in our lake is going to die. Right? So I think we better call Woodsy the Owl. Or one of those environmental types. In fact, it looked like Woodsy the Owl was kind of hanging out here a little while ago, didn't it? And tell him that something illicit is going on. But anyway, if you call my house at 3 in the morning, this number will not ring.
It won't?
No, in fact, this is probably a number that will, like, disappear after this show today. 981-4772. Is that a Broward number? Hollywood number. So that means, like, if you live in North Dade, you can probably call it. And if you live in Broward, up to probably about Pompano. Look at that, man. I like that ring. I love it. Boy, this is like Art Linkletter's house party.
It is.
Hello.
Thank you, Dave.
How you doing? Boy, this is exciting, isn't it? You're my first caller at the house. Well, I mean, at least on this phone.
Well, I was smart enough to be right by the phone when you gave out the number.
Were you? You were just hanging there like with your thumb out, right? Or
right.
Something.
I was going through my cable the same time you're going through your cable.
Where do you live?
I live in Miami Beach.
Oh, Miami Beach, so you don't have American cable though, right?
No, but, you know, it's 2, 4, and 6, and 7.
And look at that. There's Burt Reynolds with his own body. I can't believe it. And boy, does he look pretty gruesome, doesn't he?
Now, this is channel
12, which you also don't get down there. Now, you don't get 12, do you, on the beach?
Well, what station is that?
That's Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach.
No.
Now, what was 11? What was channel 11?
Oh, well, you were busy while we were doing channel 11. That was TBS in Atlanta, which is a really grainy, crappy picture, by the way.
The cable we have on the beach, I don't know who it is, but we don't get as many channels as you guys get.
Really? Yeah, we get a million of them. Now, there's Mr. Food on Channel 10 with his kiwi fruit. and look at that. And there's Brian Norcross just came in to do the weather, too. I can't believe it at the same time.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah. Look at that. There's Brian. He's messing around with a kiwi.
That Brian.
And there's Captain Dave's mushrooms. I can't believe it. Boy, if he were here today, huh? It'll teach him to make $50,000 at our time.
Well, we don't get the Weather Channel.
Really? Are you serious?
Watching.
That's required on any cable system.
We don't get. I don't even know what our cable company.
Look at the lady on Channel 10, okay? Doesn't it look like you want to ask her if she has her green card?
Now, that's not...
Seriously.
It never gave her an answer.
And look at Walter with his thumbs. Look at that.
Oh, let me tell you...
Oh, my God.
I know Walter.
Do you?
Well, I used to work where he lives.
Elaine Hume. Did you see that's Ricky Tikki's wife?
And
is it really?
Did you see that? His real...
He has a wife?
Elaine, yeah.
Wow. By the way, after the first three, these cinnamon rolls really get to you, man. They're great. So anyway, what were you saying?
Not that we're not
distracted or anything, okay?
I used to work where he lives.
Who's
and,
that?
He's a nice guy.
Eddie James Olmos.
Is that Eddie Olmos? Man, looks like he got a roadmap on his face.
He's got that James Woods.
Wow, man, he's got zits on his zits.
Now, this is Channel 14.
This is 23. Channel 23, WLTV. I'm sure you get this one.
Oh,
you probably get it about three spots on your cable. Buenos dias. Hey, there's a Mickey, El Mickey Mouse.
El Mickey.
Yeah. Hasta Mayo, whatever. Yeah, and this is coming up to Miami Beach. What's that?
That's the one, Miami Beach Convention Center.
Exactly. Isn't this exciting? It's kind of like we're flipping through our thing together, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So what's going on over there on the beach? Now, does the show sound as ridiculous on the air as it does to us in the living room here?
Well, it's windy as you know what.
On the beach?
Yes.
Was that a response to my question just now? Now, let me say it again. Does the show sound as, what's the word that I'm looking for?
Ridiculous.
As ridiculous to you listening as it does to us in the living room here?
Probably more.
Really?
That's good. Over the phone because I hear this terrific echo. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my house. I have a lot of reverb in my house. The guy that lived here before used to work at WABC. Yeah, Scott Muni used to live here just before I did.
That's why the reverb.
Yeah,
in
fact,
here.
We found his collection of Beatles songs, man, all over the house. We got Beatles records. I feel like Michael Jackson.
You get VH1 on your cable?
Unfortunately, yeah.
He don't. Well, I like VH1.
No, trust me, you're not missing anything. VH1. Look at that. It's Jesus.
However, I do get MTV.
You get what? Hey, by the way, the good news is, for those of you within the signal area, I'm going to flip ahead to it now, and then we'll go back. MTV is actually coming in like a living room. It's one of the better channels now.
Look at
up until a few days ago when I bitched them out, it wasn't coming in hardly at all. It was just snow.
It looks like a...
I don't want to assume that because I carried on and screamed and threatened them with, death on the air.
Can I say hello to somebody?
Go right ahead, sir. Look at that. It's Michelle Jackson. Go ahead.
Can I say hello to somebody even though it's against federal law?
Why do you keep repeating yourself?
I don't know. Maybe
go right ahead.
Hi, Alan.
What?
I know listens to this show.
What Alan is that? That's not our Alan in Cooper City.
Oh, this is Alan who, I guess, didn't work today, even though he will probably be leaving work early because of the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I know he listens every morning.
Because of which holiday? Now, Passover?
Passover.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's over on the beach. That figures, yeah.
Don't you love it when he crabs his crotch, Michael Jackson?
No, I really don't, to be honest with you, because it's because you know there's nothing there to begin with, so why even pay any attention, you know? In fact, we understand that Michael J. Fox sings in his new movie. He sings I'm an Old Smoothie, which never have truer words been spoken. So, well, listen, it's been great hearing from you. You're our virgin caller here at my house.
Well, I enjoy
so if we ever get conned into doing this again, you can call us again, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great day. Now, isn't this great? You can, like, punch up one at a time.
Mm-hmm. No, that is good.
It's WZTA, Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches, 701. Here comes another call. One at a time, just like most of the talk shows in this market. Hello.
Neil.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, this really sounds good. You know what?
You sound like you're way in a time tunnel somewhere.
What do you mean? On the phone or on the air?
On the phone.
How about
on the air, you sound great. Is this
That's
for
good.
Real, though?
What?
Are you for real at your house, or is this like a...
This is an April Fool, but it's on us, okay? We're at my house. We're in the living room. How could I be describing what's going on the TV if we weren't in my living room?
And this article was also really in the...
In the Broward edition. Yeah, where are you calling from?
Plantation,
and you ought to rush out and get 20 copies of the Herald and look in the Broward section.
Wow, I can't believe it. This is great. I just think it's wonderful.
Wait a minute. What is great?
You broadcasting from the house.
Well, fine. I'll do it every day, okay? Now that they got it set up, they don't have to come in here at 4:15 in the morning.
It's a little long drive for me.
Yeah.
I have to get up early.
You got guest rooms?
No, you can. They can set it up at your house, too.
Well, I would like that.
You know what? Do you remember, I was thinking about the incident at the zoo, when Big Dave had to go to the cans?
Oh, yeah.
You know that person that you have to be more than Neil Rogers' roommate to get in here?
Exactly.
I think Big Dave should answer the door when that person comes to the door today.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And he's telling the ass to be more than a disc jockey to get
into my house.
That.
That's an excellent idea. You've got to be more than just a disc jockey to get into Uncle Neil's house. Slam.
And slam the door in there.
Good idea.
That is a good idea.
You're my kind of caller, sir.
That'll be about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have it live on the air.
I still don't believe it, but I think it's great, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot.
Boy.
Okay.
Now, I like
you notice the way I'm operating that with my toe? Now, it's kind of like having a foot pedal. Do they call that pedophilia? Look at that. Here comes another call on Zeta 4. It's 703 or something. Hello. Well, how come I can't hear you? Speak up.
Oh.
There you go.
Are you talking to me?
I sure am.
Okay. What I'd like to know is I am absolutely dying. Are you out in Plantation Acres?
Well, let me put it to you this way. The answer is no, but even if I were, you think that I would tell you on the air?
Well, can you do it off the air and tell me?
I don't do it off the air, ma'am.
No, seriously.
No, I'm not in Plantation Acres.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Well, because of the way you were describing the wildlife out here. And
believe me, you can go to Winn-Dixie and see wildlife in Plantation,
okay? I'm talking
about
creatures with tails and four legs.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Whoa.
Trust me.
Okay.
Are you following me, or did I lose you somewhere?
I think I understand your drift.
Are you in Plantation?
Yeah, I'm out in the acres, and I thought maybe you'd be my neighbor.
Sorry.
Okay.
But when you get up into the big leagues, you can move into my neighborhood, okay?
Well, where is that?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
See you later. I'll let you know. Look at that. There's the doorbell. The phone is ringing. The bell. And the great part of it is I'm sure that Big Dave is still sleeping soundly. It's 7:05 on Zeta 4, your confused station. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How you doing?
Great.
Listen, I hate to do this to you, but I was the one who got you in that trouble yesterday with that, who that jerk was.
You did what? Wait a minute. They just delivered USA Today. Who brought that? Somebody from USA Today just brought us the paper. Can you believe that? That's better than we get at the station.
We don't get this at the station.
Yeah, it's a better idea. And, of course, they're so far from the station, like right across the street. Okay, now run that by me again.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
When that Nazi called you at the end of the show.
Right.
Because of the person who called the day before and said he was a coach and to come out and watch the baseball player.
Right.
Well, I was the one who called and said to come out and watch him.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, well, actually, the truth is I'm not really the baseball coach. I'm his lover, actually.
You're just a terrible person, sir. Come on.
Cut that out. Well, enjoy. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to get Coach Junior is going to be calling later on this show.
Now, you notice...
That was just a joke, by the way, okay? Because his lover's out of town. Zeta 4, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Neil.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Boy, the echo. You're like in a cave there.
No, I'm in my house.
I know that.
And we have a tremendous echo because I've got these big walls and high ceilings, and it's going to cost a fortune just to air condition this house. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Oh,
it is?
Oh, yeah.
No, you know why it's not? Because I got three separate air conditioners, okay? You didn't realize that. One for each part of the house.
Well, so you have no furniture in there, right?
Yes, we do, sir. Come on. Cut it out.
You're just sitting on the floor broadcasting, right?
No, we're on my sofa, sir. What do you think I am, some kind of a schlepper?
Kabuki or something like that.
Yeah.
Kabuki?
Kabuki.
Now, have you noticed we have this this new phone system that's all set up here and everything?
And it really does sound good, by the way.
Yeah, and they still don't listen to me. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. You're not paying. Can you hear the bird?
Yeah, I hear it.
You hear him?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's not interested in what you have to say.
No,
don't you understand?
At all. No.
In other words, you don't care what he has to say, right?
Zero. Zip.
Sir.
I've got a question for you, Neil.
Okay, do you see? See what I'm saying? They won't even answer questions about me.
I don't blame them, to be honest with you. Go ahead.
Well, I couldn't even hear you.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, go ahead. Ask me again.
Ask you what?
The question you had.
No, the question was, can you hear the bird when he speaks to you over there on the other mic?
I mean, I can barely hear both of you.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay.
I love it. Go ahead.
Me too.
The question is...
Oh, wait a minute. What just happened? Oh, okay. Just
go ahead.
Take that horrible thing out of our lives here. Get it out of here. Go ahead.
Right, the question is, can you basically recap what happened yesterday on the show
for
those of us who didn't hear?
Yes, I can. Now, what is he doing with his brownie camera in here? I mean, what a groupie, okay?
With
his Phillies cap and his brownie camera, that Rose Folger, what a comedian.
But that's Spud McKinley.
That's what
shirt.
Does it for me, yeah. It did it for me. In fact, it's a good thing it's close to the John. Anyway, yesterday what happened about 9:20, I would say, is we had, well, first of all, Bob and Harlan from Cooper City.
Yeah.
We're in the studio, okay?
Right.
Behaving very wonderfully, no problem. We were sitting there shooting the breeze, and everything was great. All of a sudden, we get this message that there's somebody on the business line who wants to talk to us, the assistant principal of Cooper City High, alleged, okay?
Right.
And I punch it up, and this guy comes on. He starts carrying on about this disgusting filth we're doing on the air and about this bad image we're giving the kids at Cooper City High, and I better cease and desist and on and on and on. And got hysterical, and I hung up on him, and I went through a big song and a dance. He called back a second time and basically went through the same thing again. Then he called a third time, and we put him on. He said, anybody who even listens to your show at Cooper City High, we're going to suspend indefinitely, okay? He said, we're taking names and addresses, and anybody who listens to the show, that's how disgusting it is, we're going to suspend him from school.
Okay, now, I understand you found out who did it.
Well, no, let me just put it to you this way, that it was not somebody who works at Cooper City High, because we called just before the end of the show, and they said there is nobody by that name here, and it had nothing to do with us, et cetera, and so on.
Right.
But I do know who, yes, I do know who instigated it, and I can't go into it on the air, okay?
Okay, yeah, I heard you calling into Cooper City, and you were explaining everything.
Yeah.
And,
But the same person who instigated the episodes, beyond any question, is the person who's been hassling and harassing the hell out of us for almost a year now. Does that explain it to you? I can't get any more specific.
You've been calling him Pain in the Ass Junior, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Rose is holding her head over here. Let me say it again, crystal clear. It can't be a coincidence that all the phrases and all the lines were the same ones that we've heard before, okay? Govern yourself accordingly.
Yeah.
Why don't
yeah.
you hint strongly? So give us more of a clue for those of us who don't know who it was.
Well, it's not important, okay?
Oh, but I'm losing sleep over it.
No, don't lose any sleep. It's not anybody important enough to lose sleep over, okay?
Oh, all right. It's no one from AM, is it?
No.
No. Mm-mm. No, oh. Nothing like that.
That's about it.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Well, thanks for the recap there. And, I wish I could get the paper and read more about it, but I'm in Dade County, so I can't get it.
Well, I'll just drive up to Hallandale. That'll take care of you.
Yeah, right.
That'll kill the day for you. Okay, I'll see you at the Diplomat Mall.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, it's 10 past 7 on Zeta 4. Now, how are we going to call Captain Dave?
Are we going to call him?
If I get the line right away. Okay, gee, I got to bend over. I can't do this.
Let me give you the weather while this is going on. Mostly sunny today, high near 80, low tonight near 70. It's 72 this
morning. I think
we
had to dial a 1 first. Is he in Dade County?
Yes, he is.
We're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry, too.
7-11.
Is that going to work?
Boy, you hear the echo on those beeps?
I love it.
You think? No, that's the call waiting. Do you hear it beep in?
Oh, we have call waiting on our lines, too. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
How come we never heard it during any of the conversations? There were other people calling.
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible. How come he's not picking up the phone? Yeah.
Not there.
What's the matter? Because we're not paying him to pick up the phone? Is that it?
Yes, he's working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He gets paid by the second now. Do you realize that?
They start early on these commercials.
Okay, well, we'll try him again later, that pain in the ass Captain Dave, but we got this is good. Okay.
Are we on delay?
Yeah, we're on delay. Don't worry about it. John's taking care of all of that back at the station. Right, John? He's right on top of it. Zeta 4, hello. If he's not, it's going to be a hell of a show. Okay, look at that. We just got a hang-up, too. This is good. I like this. This is getting... See, I don't like all the... Oh, my God. The calls are pouring in here.
If you don't like all these butt lickers...
Hello.
This is better.
Yeah, good. This is getting to be just like being in a studio. Look at that, man. They're going nuts. 981-4772. We're even getting calls from other radio stations now. You can be sure of that. Hello.
Morning.
Hi.
Taking in the sugar.
Huh?
It's shaking in the sugar.
What's shaking in the sugar? Isn't that a colorful expression? Pretty stupid, too, but that's okay.
That's sugar butt. Can you say that on the radio?
That's about as far as you can go, yeah.
That's it.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but let's not even find out. So what's going on with you this morning, other than this acid tongue that you've developed?
Well, I got 2 kids. Both of them are sick. So I figure I get up at 5:15 and listen to you guys on the radio.
5:15?
Not 5:15. 5:45.
Yeah, and we didn't come on to like 6:05, right?
Yeah. I got up 20 minutes too early.
Yeah, but you did enjoy Funeral for a Friend, though, didn't you? That was an uplifting song for 6 a.m.
It almost put me back to sleep.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. I wouldn't be playing that at 6 in the morning. That's not...
Well, also wasn't long enough.
Yeah, we probably need a longer cut, too.
But anyway...
Moving right along. So the kids have got the bug, huh?
Yeah, they got the bug. 104 degrees, and the other one's got asthma.
Wow.
Little wheezer.
You're gonna have a you're having a rough weekend. Yeah.
Rough life.
Yeah. It'll get better.
Worry about it. Yeah. This is just part of the growing pains of life. Listen to those birds out there. They're going nuts.
That's not birds in a cage.
No, the bird in the cage is in the bedroom with the door closed.
Sleeping
with Big Dave. Yeah.
He'll be up later.
Would you throw the blanket on his cage?
Yeah.
Did.
Yep.
Bring him out by the phone.
Okay, we'll get him out here.
Later.
See you later.
Have a good day.
You too now.
Bye-bye.
Don't worry about it. Everything will be just fine. Okay.
Now, see, you can't even do this in the studio. Work thing with your foot.
Yeah.
Work the speakerphone with your foot. Wouldn't it be great if it didn't ring for about 15 minutes?
That would be frightening, wouldn't it? Hello.
Another hang-up?
No, that wasn't a hang-up. There's somebody on here making guttural sounds. Okay, it's 7:14 on Zeta 4, your confused station this morning. And we're doing the show from my house. Now, Casey's going to be stopping by. Hello.
I made it.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I believe
it. There is an echo.
Isn't that great?
You sound like you're in a church.
We are. We're celebrating Passover and Easter and all of it together, so we're trying to cover our butts.
You know why your call waiting doesn't work, don't you?
Why is that?
Because you have a remote call forward number which doesn't have call waiting.
Do you follow that? Do you understand what
that
means?
Do you want to explain that again?
You want to run that bias again, sir, with a little diagram.
Okay.
Just pretend you're like Joe Paterno.
I take it that the number you're giving out is a temporary number which is forwarded to your home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
And that number does not have calls waiting.
But when you call out, see, it does.
When you call out, then that
like
number
a regular
is
line.
And it can call you.
Right, right. He's right. As it turns out, he's absolutely correct.
Anyway, it sounds real good.
Does it really?
And I think I'm going to find you today.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I think I can find you.
For what?
I don't know.
What are you going to do after you find him?
Oh, crash the party.
I'm sorry.
Crash the radio show.
There's no party going on here. This seems to be a big misconception.
Yeah, the party's next weekend, okay?
Yeah, there is no party going on here. There's at all.
How many people there?
Well, let's see. 2, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, just...
That's, 6 is not a party, okay?
No. There's engineers
six
here.
Is, 6 is not even a minion.
No.
You know
I
what I mean?
I have trouble hearing you here.
Good. That's good. That's the way we like it. Because we hear you just fine, okay? So...
I'm calling from Stewart.
Stewart? Now, come on.
I'm serious.
Are you serial?
Yeah. I'm in West Palm, but I'm up in Stewart working today.
You dialed in from Stewart. What a great American, huh?
I got to contend with WYNF out west of here.
Yeah. From Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they keep cutting in on it. What we're going to do is pipe bomb their tower.
Uh-huh.
And get them off the air. Then we won't have that problem anymore, okay?
Okay.
They got some damn nerve cutting in on our signal, all right?
Yeah, really.
Okay, listen, have a great day.
Okay, Neil, I'll come find you today.
Okay. Bye. I doubt it. He's not coming all the way from Palm Beach, okay?
Well, you never know.
So anyway, it's 7:17. Now, what the hell are we going to do? Because these phones just ring off the hook.
Well, just can't let them ring.
It smells like something's cooking, too, doesn't it?
Oh, good.
Is somebody in the kitchen with Dinah? Zeta 4, hello. Hello. Now, that's unusual, isn't it? Because I know there's somebody on this line. No?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, now, what is that?
It came unhooked. There you go.
Oh, I see. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Good.
I want to know, did you ever get your Aunt Julius?
No, I never got it. In fact, wouldn't that be nice if somebody brought some of that by the house today?
Well, I'd love to bring some by the house, but I live in Falcon. By the time I got there, you'd be out of there.
Yeah.
But listen, you shop at Winn-Dixie, you shop at Publix, you got to go by the produce department, and they sell packages of, they call it orange frost.
Yeah, orange is that the same thing?
It's the same thing. You mix it with orange juice and ice, and you blend it in the blender, and it's exactly the same thing.
Are you cereal? Orange?
Frost.
Frost.
Right.
I never heard of that.
Like Jack Frost nipping at your nose,
that's
huh?
Right. It's really good. They have strawberry, too. That's real good.
Mm.
But listen, it's my son's 5th birthday on Sunday, and he's an avid listener. He swears by you.
What is his name?
And could you just tell him happy birthday?
What's his name?
Robert.
Happy birthday, Robert.
All right.
And happy Sukkot and Easter and Purim and Passover.
Okay, great. Thanks. You have a nice Passover and have a great life.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wasn't she nice?
A friendly caller.
Okay, we're going to take a break, so I guess what we'll do is just unplug the phone.
Yeah.
So we don't have to sit here listening to that ungodly ring.
Let it.
It's 7:18 on Zeta 4, and we'll come right back. About going too smooth before? Just before the last break? And Michael J. Fox was singing I'm an Old Smoothie?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Neil?
Yes.
Hi, Neil. My name is Esther. I'm a first-time caller.
Hi, Esther.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you how much I really enjoy your show in the morning.
I heard you skipped a semester, Esther.
I did?
No, it's just
I didn't hear it.
Just a little joke.
That's okay. I'm still just sort of half awake, so you got to forgive me if I don't get it too fast.
That's okay.
Just like I said, I really enjoy your show and everything. And I just wanted to ask you, when did you say you were going to be at the Diplomat?
Esther, it was just a joke, Esther.
See, I'm really in trouble.
No, I wouldn't go back to the Diplomat if they paid me, okay?
Neither would I. I used to work there, and I vowed I'd never go on that, you know, get over there ever again.
Yeah. It was exciting last year. You know, it had its moments, but that was enough for me.
There's actually moments at the Diplomat.
I saw all that I needed to see. Yeah, the most exciting moment was when R.J. Intendola kept saying, I can't hear, they shut my headphones off, you know.
Oh, I used to work at a health food store in the mall, and my excitement was just selling all that yogurt to everybody from the, you know, from Houndale. It was the moment of my life,
yeah.
You know?
I love the way they bring in their brown paper bag.
Oh, don't you love it? And old coupons that they don't think you read the little print to see if it's expired, you know?
Yeah, and then they take their goodies out, they go in, they get a little glass of tea or something, and they open their brown bag, and they get out their mustard and their mayonnaise, and then, you know, spread their sandwich meat, and it's great, yeah. It's terrific.
I know. It's like I always say to myself, if I ever end up doing something like that, I should be put out of my misery.
Amen.
You know, I see it all the time, because I know I used to work in Miami, too. It's for the same chain in other malls, and I used to see the same thing, and I said, I've had enough.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't blame you.
But anyway, I don't want to take too much of the time over there. Have you moved in?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
It's great, believe me. In fact, if we can get these, people from the radio station out of my house, it's going to be great.
You're perfect, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I just
want to
tell you, again, I really enjoy your show, and thanks for talking with me.
Okay, Esther.
Have a good day.
Boy.
I hope she catches up someday. She's a little behind on a few things. Maybe you helped her.
Because she skipped a semester.
Exactly.
That's okay. The problem with Esther.
Knew there had to be an explanation.
7:28 on Zeta 4. Hello. Oh, that's good. Short but sweet.
I like that.
Yeah, we got a bunch of those this morning.
Mm-hmm. That may have been the best one.
I wonder why that is on one line. Doesn't that strike you as being rather bizarre? No, seriously, because we have six lines at the station.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, this is great.
What's great about it, sir?
I don't know. It's the terrific effect you got there.
Yeah.
He likes the echo.
A great house.
Do you like the echo?
The echo on the phone is terrific.
Yeah.
Listen, I wish you a lot of luck in that house. It sounds like a mansion.
Thank you. Yeah, well, we're going to invite, like, everybody in South Florida to come by, I guess. I have no idea why, but Peter thought it would be a good idea, you know.
Hey, it's a bird.
We're trying to impress everybody.
And you didn't question him.
No.
So forth.
But it's only leased, sir. It's not bought. It's only leased.
I
like my cars.
But, I still wish you good luck with it.
I lease everything, sir. Sometime only for a couple of hours. But I lease it all. Well, listen, have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Happy holidays.
And eat some halava, would you? Now, why did he stop? Why did there was there that pregnant pause when I said eat some halava? I don't know what made me say that.
I don't know. Maybe.
Have you ever eaten halava? It's like eating the Herald.
No, I haven't.
Seriously, it's like eating paper.
Really?
Hello.
Are goyim allowed to eat that?
No.
Okay.
What is? Is this the time tunnel?
Yeah.
Are goyim allowed to eat that? No. Okay. What is? Is this the time?
Well, we do know we're on the air now.
Yeah, that's good. We wanted to call like that so we could double check
and
make sure that we weren't getting that Dan Ingram effect.
Yeah, the Dan Ingram joke.
Yeah.
You sure he didn't live in this house at one time?
Could be.
Yeah, this echo.
That's where the echo came from. Rick Sklar is hanging. In fact, you notice up there? I want you to look up on the wall, okay? Can you see from where you are the light switch? Now, the switch down there controls those lights up above. Now, I'd like
Oh, my God.
What does that switch control, okay?
It's about 50 feet up.
Take a look up on top there and see that light switch. Now, what kind of a maniac? Hello.
Oh, this is Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, good, Rocky. Have a great life, pal.
Rocky Jr.
I can't believe who just slinked out of his room. I don't know where he disappeared. There he is. Big Dave just came slinking out.
Boy, does he look awake.
Yeah, well, he could smell the cinnamon rolls. That's his story this morning.
Will you bring Tweety out, Dave? Can Tweety come out and visit?
Hello. Speak to us.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Turn that radio off. It sounds like we're in a parrot factory.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
So you're in your new house?
Yeah.
My girlfriend wants to say hi to Neil. She loves you.
This is Neil.
Well, let me put her on. Hold on.
Okay, great. I can't
sounds
wait.
A lot better than I do.
Yeah, I believe that.
This man is...
No, not at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What's that?
He told me if I talked to you, you would tear me to shreds, so...
This sounds like Patty Murray.
It does, doesn't it?
Who's Patty Murray?
Good question. I like that question.
That is an excellent question.
Yeah.
Hold on, here's Carlos.
That's Arthur Murray's sister.
I see why he put her on the
phone. Isn't that Arthur Murray's sister,
yes,
Patty?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
And he's afraid to talk to you because he's afraid to...
Saw him standing there. See, this is
oh, there's Tiffany,
about.
By
yeah,
the
Tiffany.
Way, on MTV.
Yeah.
Tiffany,
do you like? Are you into Tiffany?
No, not too much.
No, I'm not either.
I don't know who Tiffany is.
Teen Queen. He has a...
Oh, I know some of those.
Yeah, he has a hit record. Never mind. If you don't know who Patty
Wait a minute, where the hell did he just go? What was
he
that? Was like, that like a cameo appearance?
No, he went to get Tweety.
No, he didn't. I can't believe this guy.
When are you going to invite us to your party?
Let's see. When they celebrate Sukkot in Saudi Arabia, okay?
Oh, great. When is that?
Not too soon. But you just keep waiting, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have a nice day.
You too, bye.
Boy, boy. It's 7:31 on Zeta 4, the Neil Rogers Friday morning
Tweety.
Show. And here comes Tweety Bird.
Oh,
you know what they say, one good bird deserves another. Look at that. Well, he knows who his friends are, doesn't he? And if I were you, oh, listen to that. If I were you, I'd be very cautious because Big Dave's been having a problem with that bird the last couple of days.
What kind of problem?
Hello.
Neil.
Yes.
I just wanted to know if you have a dump button.
Yes, we do.
Do?
Are you? Why, you want to use it?
No. No, I just wanted to know.
Why do you ask that?
I just wondered if you did, because what if someone called and said something?
Because they already did and didn't get on the air because we're on delay. But John Ford, man, is as sharp as a matzo ball back there, and he won't let it happen.
Oh, good. Oh. How are you going to get food today?
How are we going to get it? They already delivered the breakfast.
Oh, great.
From TJ Cinnamon's, man. We've got enough rolls in here to feed the Chinese.
Who called you today and they said that all you do is eat and talk to little boys?
That was Joey Reynolds.
Those are like my two favorite parts of the show.
I know, mine too.
Like, Harlan is my favorite caller.
Who?
Harlan.
Yeah, Harlan's great.
He's great.
He is great.
He's my favorite caller. When you eat?
And he's going to be here too, by the way.
When?
A little later. Bob's going to be here, Michelle and Harlan. Maybe Tara will come along too.
Well, let's not go crazy.
Yeah, because Big Dave said he wanted to show her his etchings, and we're going to have a hell of a day.
Yeah?
Yep.
Have a great day, Neil.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 7:32 on Zeta 4, or 3.
3. Oh, there's the
You're
phone.
You're starting to nitpicking again. Man, this phone, we haven't had as much action since his phone was plugged in. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi. Let me say it again. Hello.
Hello?
Buenos dias. Is this incredible or what? Well, this could go on like the rest of the show.
We could
kill 3.5 hours.
Speak. Talk. Say something, anything, even if it's...
She hung up. Yeah, she just freaked out. See, the thing is so far away, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah, maybe if I pick the speakerphone
up and
put it up on here.
Yeah, and then they can't hear me even better.
I don't have to do it with my feet.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
How you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're on a delay thing or what? I can't hear you on the radio.
Yeah, we're on delay, yeah.
We are?
You can hear it on the radio, but it'll be like 4.5 seconds later and you get all freaked out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
I just called 10 minutes ago. I'm, like, so excited that I can get through that I have to call again.
I don't understand what you mean by that. You called 10 minutes ago and I spoke to you?
Yeah.
And you're calling me back 10 minutes later?
Yeah, Neil, we just love you so much, yeah.
Thank you. Well, it's nice hearing from you, but don't overdo it, okay? I mean, enough is enough. Do you believe that?
That's against the rules.
It's against our law.
That's against the law. You can't do that.
I'm glad that she loves us and all of that. Now, look at that. Look at that bird over there outside. He's getting ready to come in.
Oh, yeah.
This is like something out of an Alfred Hitchcock movie, isn't it? All the birds are converging in my house.
On the phone.
Yeah. She called back. She's probably getting testy. 981-4772. That's the number. 981-4772. And don't get all excited about this number after today because...
it's today only.
You'll probably reach Joe's Pizza or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Can I come over and use your pool?
No.
See you later.
Okay.
Good question, though.
That was a good call, wasn't it?
Maybe the best of the morning.
Yeah. No, I select the people that can come over and use the pool, and she isn't one of them, trust me. Okay? 7:35 on Zeta 4, and KC is coming by a little later on. Not KC McCoy, but the real KC.
Right.
From the Sunshine Band.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the end of our calls, by the way? Is that it? You notice mostly women are calling here this morning. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
No idea. No idea.
Hello. Well, wait a minute. How come I don't hear him?
Neil.
Now I hear you. Yeah, okay. Now I hear you fine.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I had a fun time listening to that crazy Nazi you had on your show yesterday.
Yeah, he was great, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was real good. Hey, you know something? I really think South Florida must be a haven for Nazis.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, I work for a bunch of them, too.
In fact, you've heard of a city called, like, Miami?
Oh,
lots of Nazis in Miami, believe me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Neil.
In fact, they're opening a new business. It's called Rent-A-Nazi.
Hey, listen, you going to have a good holiday or what?
I'm oblivious. Just each day to me is like the one before and the one after, you know? I'm not into these holiday things.
Well, listen, holidays mean good food usually when you go visit your folks or something.
Not me. I get good food when I visit my mother every week, okay? She doesn't wait just for the holiday.
Well, you know something? I've been trying to get out of this town for the past 2 days, but Eastern Airlines has been screwing me up.
Really? What are they doing?
Well, they overbooked me on Wednesday night, and last night they just canceled the flight.
Great.
So I'm still trying to get out of this crazy town to get some Italian pasta for the weekend.
I don't blame you. Well, listen, good luck to you, sir. We'll see you in Naples. And if you can't make it to
If
you can't make it to Italy, just head over to the West Coast, okay?
You got it, Neil.
Okay.
Take care.
Are you enjoying the bird over here?
Tweety.
Tweety.
We have a lot
in common, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're talking...
We both make the same guttural sound.
Yes, we do.
You both make about as much sense, I would say.
Uh-huh.
737 on Zeta 4. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Boy, I got through. It's amazing.
It is pretty frightening, isn't
it? You have to time it for the day so that you dial before they hang up. And...
yeah. Well, you've got it down pat.
Yep.
You can do like that lady did before. You can call about 20 times, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I just might do that. I'll just keep on calling.
Wasn't that great? She was so excited that she got through that 10 minutes later she just felt compelled to call back again.
I know.
Did you find that strange? I mean, I'm not putting her down because she's, a real groupie and loyal and all of that, but let's get serious.
Yeah, it's not like she was exciting enough to call several times.
No. Like maybe next Easter, like a year from Sunday?
Yeah. Well... I hear all these helicopters going over my house.
Now, as a matter of fact, I can't hear any of them.
Oh, well, they're doing military exercises over here or something.
Yeah, I'd like to watch those military exercises, I'll be honest with you.
Especially push-ups.
There you go.
Okay, well, it was good to talk to you, Neil.
Okay, I'm glad you got through. Have a wonderful holiday, because it sounds like you're really into it.
Oh, I am so into it, I can't
believe it. Okay, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, it's 7:38 on Zeta 4, and let's see, we don't have another break till after the news, so we can just keep taking these calls. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Terry. I'm calling all the way from West Palm Beach.
Are you cereal, Terry? Wow. You mean you're spending your own money for it?
Yes.
That's great. That's real loyalty, okay?
I listen to you guys every morning.
Fantastic.
Great.
You're right.
Listen.
So how does it sound from my house, Terry?
It sounds good.
Does it?
Yeah. Do you want one of those intercom phones?
No, we got a whole thing here, man. There's just stuff hanging from the ceiling and the walls. It's great.
I was listening to you, I guess it was Wednesday morning. I was like 5 minutes away from work.
Yeah.
And I heard you guys mention something about Tropic Gas not delivering gas to your...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had some real problems with them.
Yeah, I worked for them up here in West Palm.
Really?
We wanted to know why they weren't going to give you gas.
Well, because they just don't feel like coming all the way out here for a measly $100, more than once a week, I guess, is their story.
Out the gas companies are terrible. Right?
Yeah, they really are. They're the absolute worst. And then the guy didn't even get... He didn't even stick around to make sure the pilot was let. I realize that, he's not compelled to do that, but he does realize that we've had all this problem keeping this pool heated, and he came out here and he just, took off in a huff. Like he was indignant that he had to even come out here again for my measly $100. And we're still waiting to try to get it fired up again. So hopefully the pool people are coming by today. And with any luck, we'll get the pool heated again. Hey, listen, I feel like I live over there in Davie, okay, with that Tropic Gas. I talked to them the last 5 days, maybe 20 times, okay? And they just, they got a difficult time getting their act together. And she says to me, "You're putting a tremendous strain on our resources." What kind of a business is that? That one lousy house here with one tank full of gas is putting a tremendous strain on their resources.
That's terrible. Those people are bad. I can't believe they said that.
Yeah. Well, you see, the hamster died that keeps the truck going. The hamster died, so they had to go out and get a new one.
That's a good one.
It is, really it, I know. And then
I wanted to call and wish you guys a happy Easter and a safe holiday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you have a good one now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 7:40 on Zeta 4, and this is the Neil Rogers Show. We're doing it from my house.
And
the phone just
ringing.
Keeps on ringing. Isn't that amazing?
Someone
and
calling.
And the bird just keeps on singing, and the phone keeps on ringing.
Tweety's here.
You're happy with the bird, aren't you?
We I don't know. We're
we
on
have
the
something, same beam, yeah.
Same, yeah, plane.
Yeah, Jim Beam, I think. Hello. Hello.
Morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Don't you kind of like when we say, like when we punch up four or five lines in a row? Because it doesn't just happen here. It happens at the station, too. And we say, hello, hello, you know, and you go through that. Don't you love that?
It drives me nuts. It's like, why don't these people say anything?
Well, they're like comatose. They're in a comatose state, Florida.
Yeah, so it was funny. I had turned on Joey Reynolds the other morning. I don't know why. And it sort of drove me nuts. He was sitting there and saying, I'm funny. I'm funny. And he thought he was the funniest person.
Well, no, he doesn't think that, but he believes that if you keep saying it long enough that you're going to start believing it.
The big lie.
Okay, yeah. And he's been saying it for about 75 years that he's been on the air. And not only doesn't the audience believe it, but even he doesn't believe it. You can tell the way he's trying to convince himself, and it just isn't flying. Kind of like the bird.
That was great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, no, I think you guys got a really good show, and I listen to you every morning.
Great. Now, how does it sound this morning? Be honest with me. Does it sound confused this morning?
It sounds a little confusing.
Yeah.
Different.
But there's a lot of echo in your house, that's for sure.
Don't you love it?
We like that. It's
all
that,
right.
It's that WABC feeling.
Yeah, the ghost of Christmas past is in this house, believe me. Some wild stuff goes on in here.
Okay, well, you guys have a good morning.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, I hope Rick Sklar doesn't hear this show. He's going to be so
jealous. He might want to do shows from this house, I mean, like on a regular basis.
I know, because it's got that reverb.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Great.
Can I get on the air?
You're on the air right now.
Oh, good.
This is us.
Can you do me a favor?
What's that?
I want you to sing happy birthday to my daughter for me.
Well, we're not going to sing, but we'll say happy birthday. What's her name?
Wish her happy birthday for me.
What's her name?
Jennifer, and she's 4 years old.
Happy birthday, Jennifer. Did she hear it?
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Happy birthday, Jennifer. And many, many more.
Thank you very much, guys.
You bet. Okay. All these 4 and 5 year olds, you know?
Yeah, that guy was almost coherent.
He was okay.
No, he was all right.
He was all right. It's Jennifer that's a little incoherent. A little too much celebrating last night, Jennifer. Hello.
Yeah, these kids today.
I know. Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
All right. This is the man from Twist.
The man from Twist?
Yep.
Like
Twist magazine, fitness stand.
Oh yeah,
we remember Twist.
Now it rings a bell.
Yeah,
yeah, it goes back way. Also a Michigan caller, born in Lincoln Park.
Great, now we're talking. Now we can get into some of this Michigan trivia that'll put the bird into the cage with the other one.
Yeah, we're talking end of Southfield Freeway.
Sir.
Yeah, let's get into the Edsel Ford Expressway and
let's,
John Lodge.
What about Twist magazine, sir?
Okay, Twist magazine. It's new. Music video of Florida, and Zeta seems interested. They're taking out a half page or making a full page on the back.
Great. Well, you know Zeta, man. We sparing no expense.
One other thing about I'd like to also mention is you could use your hand for a map when referring to the state.
You could use your hand for a map?
Yeah. Well, you'd say, like, you know, if you're looking at your right hand, I lived in Detroit, that'd be close to the sun.
Oh, I see. For Michigan, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
But how does that relate to Florida?
Well, now, Florida, you don't use your hand.
What would you use?
Well, you got to, we can't, federal law prohibits us from saying it on the air, but you can just kind of look at it.
You know,
as a matter of fact, no, seriously, they're building a statue in honor of John Holmes in the shape of the state of Florida. That's serious. That's true.
Okay, other radio stations' morning shows reflect their taste in Flavor's tale. Is it possible that Zeta could be a new rock forerunner similar to DTX in Detroit?
No.
We're appealing to the LCD factor here.
Lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
You know, sir, if you leave today, you can be back in Michigan by tomorrow.
Come on.
Hey, Dave, we know you're the straight man, but better not heard than the bird.
Exactly. You said it perfectly. Have a great weekend and a good holiday.
I know.
Bye-bye.
So he didn't like what I said.
He didn't like what you said. I don't blame him because it was intemperate. It was a disgusting remark.
Exactly as it was intended.
Hello.
Oh, what's up, Neil?
What's up? What's happening, dude?
Come on. Hey, why don't you just wait like 4.5 seconds to say hello?
Hey, that's a good idea. Because people are listening off the radio, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about
that. First time calling.
Well, that's good. And you got right through, right?
No.
No?
I'm like 50 times.
Where are you calling from?
Miami.
Oh, from Miami. That's why. Man, I'm telling you. You see, no, if you were dialing in English, it would have been different. But our phone is like in plantation, and we're not bilingual on the phone yet.
Yeah. You going to send me the money, what I spend on calling you?
Yeah. Why? What do you mean what you... Oh, that's right. This is a long-distance call for you, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Gee, I never thought about that.
I didn't either.
How about if they called us collect? Then we could go through the... We could have some fun with the operator.
What a mess that'll be.
Yeah, but it would be a good bill for the station. I like that. A good bill for Portland, man. And if anybody deserves it, they do.
Yeah.
They've taken years off my life. I know that.
You can't hear the echo on the radio.
You can't.
You can't?
No, not on the radio.
Yeah, just on the phone.
But when you're on the phone, man, it sounds like we're in this gigantic, this mammoth tunnel.
Yeah.
In a big cavern, right?
Cavern, yeah.
I guess. Okay, nice talking to you.
Okay. Well, he kind of departed quickly there, didn't he? I don't believe that, man. I'm telling you, these phones are just like nonstop this morning. 747 on Zeta 4. Hello.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'm going to know if you can do me a favor.
Probably not.
My roommate's trying to get up out of bed. His birthday's on Sunday. I want you to have him wish him a happy birthday.
Now, what do you mean he's trying to get up out of bed? That's an interesting... he's trying to get up?
Yeah. He was up real late.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people like that who are trying to get up.
Yeah, could you wish him a happy birthday for me?
Okay, what's his name?
Brad.
Hey, Brad, happy birthday to you, and get the hell out of bed.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good luck to you, sir. Yeah. Like getting up in this town is not always an easy accomplishment. 747 on Zeta 4, the Neil Rogers Show, from my house, from our living room. And this is relaxing, isn't it?
Isn't it?
This is what it's all about.
Yeah,
I need to see the chiropractor already. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Great show yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. It was pretty hairy there at the end.
I thought we were going to be in for one of those, a long thing again, but...
Well, did you hear us talk about the paper? There's a thing in a paper with my picture and a whole business this morning.
Oh, I'll get it today. I haven't gotten out of bed
Well, I'm
yet.
Glad you'll get it today, because I'm sure I won't.
Listen, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
I have to tell you, your performances as of late have been outstanding.
What do you mean? Oh, the way I've
like
been...
Like the last couple of days.
Yeah, like this week. Yeah, like this week, yeah.
You've been standing up for your rights.
That's right.
Been talking back, and it's been something.
Well, good. I'm glad you appreciate it, sir.
You know, I think the turning point was, remember the Nuke Rodney story?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
That was it. That turned it around
gripper.
For
him. One for the gripper.
Yeah, one for the gripper.
That was it.
I don't know where that came from, sir, but I liked it.
I'm glad it did, though.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, guys, have a good time today.
Okay.
And I'll talk to you later.
Arrivederci.
Right.
Okay, 7:49. I guess we could do the news a minute early.
Yeah, okay.
Even the bird in there, Tweety, is having a nervous breakdown.
Okay, now I can't hear your mama, but if John will just hit that.
Yeah, trust him.
Yeah,
we trust that he's cranking
it. You tell me if it's on.
One dealer out there? Okay, see what he's got. Go ahead, sir. It's just a joke, by the way. WZTA, Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches. Go ahead.
Yeah, anyways, so I'm listening to you, and I get out of my car to go pay for my gas, and all of a sudden I'm hearing this neo-techno-pop disco trash that they're calling music these days.
Yeah.
I'm saying, wait a minute, ZD4 is not playing this.
ZD4.
ZD4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, so I went over
don't
there.
Don't go off half-baked, sir.
Free prizes, and I didn't even have any albums or tapes that I was being.
No, they can't afford to give any stuff away over there. No.
And crap like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what they're trying to do is, just because you're broadcasting from your house today, they're trying to get as close as possible.
I believe that, yeah.
Yeah, they're broadcasting from Plantation.
So they figure they'll get at the gas station, and then they'll try to take some competition away, but it didn't work this time.
Isn't that great? I understand that Johnny Dark's doing a show from his house later on today, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
I think so.
Yeah. Now, did you go to the gas station this morning?
That's what he just
Is
said.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I get gas normally when I drive my car.
Was there anybody around them at all?
Oh, yeah,
listen,
sir, to the radios and
sir. Isn't that where Chuck's Steakhouse is, right in that neighborhood, right down the street?
Yeah, right down the street. Yeah.
I get gas every time I drive over there, too. Every time.
You got the Georgia Steak Barbecue, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know that well. Like I said. Well, listen, have a great weekend, and don't worry about it.
I don't worry about too much, man.
I don't blame you. See you later.
We're right by Dan Down.
They didn't know that I listened to your show because of him. He was on the Kane Show last year, and I said, wow, that sounds good. So I started tuning in.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's responsible for more listeners, and I hope That kind of bugs him.
Okay, well, listen, I'm glad that pain in the ass Junior got to you.
Listen, your pool heater?
Yeah.
Is that under the drip line or your roof? Because if it is, the pilot light will keep going out.
Is it under the drip line?
The roof, yeah. Like,
yes.
Paint?
Yeah.
Will the water pour into it?
No, no, that's not why the pilot light goes out. It's just going out because it just when we light it, it doesn't stay on.
Oh, okay. But if it is under the drip line, it'll keep going out and it rusts out inside and all sorts of stuff like that.
Hmm, that sounds good.
Oh,
probably too many drips in this house, huh?
At least one, anyway.
Well, I think you're right. I think you got the right number. Okay, listen, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Neil.
802 on Zeta 4. Isn't that something? We learn something every day. We got to move that thing out from under the drip line.
Wow.
Maybe we'll get somebody out here who knows how to work the pool heater, okay? How about these guys? Do you know anything about pool heaters? They don't know about anything this morning, you know what I'm saying?
Only eating.
Just sitting there, like, so quietly. Are you sucking up the food, I hope?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of food, too much of it.
Did
Hello.
We call you over here?
Leave them alone, would you please? Just knock it off. They can come and sit on my lap.
Is that where you keep the small children?
Yeah, up in there. We have them up hidden on the roof. And you notice they even have their own light switch there to turn on and off their own lights. What is that thing? Do you have any idea what that is? There's this light switch way, way up, about 12 feet in the air. Okay, hi.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
It's Alan.
Alan!
Neil.
Alan!
Neil.
Speak to me, Alan. Now, how come you're not here, Alan?
Because I'm getting ready. I'm leaving soon for the Bahamas, Mom.
Oh, you are going to the Bahamas, uh-huh.
Yeah.
How come you didn't invite me to go with you? We could have had a swell weekend, Alan.
Sorry, it was me who was invited. So, hey, yesterday I got scared. When that guy called.
You got scared of what? In other words, being in school is more important than being on my show?
I thought I was going to get suspended. No, I tried to get through. I was going to do the same thing that kid did. I was going to say my name and tell the guy to go to the police.
Yeah, you were going to announce on the air that it was Alan, what does it say here? Dressner?
Dressner, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy can't do that. He can't suspend you. And then the Miami Herald called me up in the afternoon.
Yeah, what? Haven't you seen the paper this morning?
No, I haven't gotten out of bed yet.
Are you still in bed, Alan?
Still in bed, Neil.
What's your address?
My girlfriend's over here, Neil. She's in...
What? Wait a minute. Your girlfriend is over there in bed with you?
Yeah.
These kids today.
What kind of a household? What kind of a house of ill repute are you living in?
It's a very nice house. It's a nice house. Nice.
What a disgusting thing going on. Where are your parents?
My dad, he's sleeping.
What, with your girlfriend?
No, with his girlfriend.
Oh, with his girlfriend. And what about your mom? She's sleeping with her boyfriend?
No, my parents are divorced, Neil.
So, she's probably sleeping with her boyfriend.
Probably.
See, there you go. What a house of ill repute.
You know, everybody sleeps with somebody, you know.
That's what you think, Alan.
But, Neil, yesterday, that was a pretty thick show. I tell you, I tried to get through all morning. Impossible.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, Bob and Michelle just went to check out your new room in my house, Alan.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
How's it look?
It looks pretty good. In fact, you can bring your girlfriend over here, Alan.
All right.
We'll just all line up and watch.
Both can move in there?
What's that?
What'd you say? You can watch?
I said, we'll all line up and watch, Alan.
Okay.
He said, okay. And we also saw you in your cameo appearance at the fashion show, by the way. We want you to know you were really stunning.
Oh, thank you very much, Neil.
Okay, well, listen, have a great trip, Alan. Don't worry about it, okay? Don't worry about what those lunatics say. I noticed that you haven't said anything to Alan this morning.
I have nothing to say,
okay.
Alan. Not one word.
I have nothing against Captain Dave. I like Captain.
No, it's not Captain Dave. He's not here.
Oh, who is that?
That's the bird.
Bye, bird.
Have a nice trip, Alan.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
You notice he had nothing to say to me.
Wait a minute. What did you just say?
What, me?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Party next weekend, right?
Yeah, you'll be here, right?
Yeah, we'll all be there.
We're waiting with bated breath.
Here at the house, Alan.
We
want to make that clear, okay?
Sure, Glenn.
Okay.
All right, Neil, have a good week.
Hates
you
me
too.
With a passion.
He does hate you with a passion.
I am
can't say
honored.
Because you're unfriendly to him.
Yeah, I am.
Maybe if you tried a different tactic, if you try to be friendly and warm.
No.
Charming.
No, not going to happen.
Put your wing around him
and
just made him feel wanted.
I heard what he said about me Monday, and that's... I had no opinion, really, about him one way or the other until Monday.
Until he said you were a douchebag and a mung brain obnoxious?
And, yeah. I had really had no opinion about him one way or the other, but he took care of that, as he tends to do.
Very sensitive. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Neil.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Neil. This is Ted.
Wonderful.
Great. I just wanted to tell you how much I like your show.
Okay, Ted.
It's really great, and I wanted to congratulate you for everything you do for us, for our listeners, and I just wanted to tell you that.
Okay, Ted. Thanks a lot, but get a new accent, will you? It's 8:07 on Zeta 4. You want to do the weather? Because I think we can do three breaks this hour.
Okay.
Wait a minute. If you pull it out, though, you're going to disconnect whoever's on there now, right? No? Oh, that's right. It'll just keep in limbo, right?
Yeah.
Like it. Okay, John, I don't want you to get testy, but we do them whenever we feel like it. Just because the log says 20, we'll do it. It's 10 past 8 on Zeta 4, and we can plug that thing back in there, Andy, whenever. Nope, don't panic. 981-4772. And let's take one from wherever the hell this is. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you? This is Howard from Detroit.
Howard.
Basically now from Coral Springs.
Oh, that's good. The bird is still a few seconds away from the sofa, so get in all that Michigan stuff, Howard.
Oh, absolutely. Remember me? You wished Ashley a happy birthday a couple weeks ago?
How could I forget? Yeah.
Hey, how come Stan almost gave out your address yesterday, you know? He wanted to give out your address so everybody come over to your house if you weren't going to call him and wish him congratulations or something or make up with him.
Did you hear him say anything just now? I didn't hear a word.
Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. It's just that there are certain individuals who are no longer discussed on this show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. I won't.
No, we don't deal with people who have, like, in the minus column. We don't deal with those people.
Where's the ice cream store? You keep on talking about it, and I never knew where it was.
Well, the ice cream store is a place where many hearts have been broken, Howard.
This guy is talking about all the forbidden...
No, that's not... Why is that forbidden?
Is. Oh, I didn't know. This isn't Howie, is it?
I got a feeling it's around Broward and 441.
Well, yeah. No, that's Baskin-Robbins over there. You can go over and see the people from Not So Hot 105 over there, but the ice cream store that you're talking about is on University at 44th Street.
Oh, I know where that is.
In Tamarack.
I'm calling from Coral Springs, and it's long distance to this number?
Of course, because it's a Hollywood number, Howard. We're not fools, you know? we don't want to be overrun by people from Coral Springs, because there's some real psychotic people up there, you know what I mean?
Well, not the ones from Michigan, though.
No.
Hey, listen, have you ever...
More like the ones from Georgia. What's that?
Ariza Italian restaurant on Commercial?
Never heard of it, Howard.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to say good morning to my wife, Beth. She listens. I got her tuned in.
Beth?
No. And she never listens.
Speaking of psychotic, yes, Howard.
Talk radio.
What?
I said, she never listens to talk radio. And she's really, she couldn't get over yesterday's program that you had.
I know, it was pretty, outrageous. It was exciting, wasn't it?
Wow, it was the best. I thought 2020 was going to interview you.
They would have, if that would have been a legitimate coach. But I had a feeling, you know, nobody at Cooper City would behave like that. Maybe at Taravella, but not at Cooper City.
No, that was terrible. I figured that Mrs. Walters might call you up for an interview.
Barbara?
Yeah, Barbara Walters might get you on.
So, have you ever been on the John Lodge freeway?
Oh, listen to him talk. Well, I'll tell you something. You drive down the John Lodge, you need a Army helmet.
Yeah.
And a .45 in your
How about Woodward and 8 Mile? How about the old Michigan State Fair?
State Fair, yeah, that's another place.
How about Lou's Finer Delicatessen?
When they had a skating rink.
Yeah.
This goes back a long time.
How about Hazel Park at 11 Mile and DeQuinder, Howie?
I used to live in Southfield.
Oh, yeah. How about the 12 Mile and Telegraph, the Tell 12 Mall, Howie?
Oh, yeah. 12 Mile and Telegraph.
About that. He's going to love us, huh?
Yeah. He's already apoplectic.
Yeah. Well, listen, Neil. I'm very well listening to you every morning. You got a great show. You got to try it at Louise. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Howard.
Okay, buddy.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Great guy. Anybody from Michigan's okay in my book. It's 8:13 on Zeta 4, 13 past 8.
And look, another phone call.
I can't believe the way they're like sitting on that step, man, like a live audience, and they're just well-behaved, and they're fondling each other. It's incredible. Hello.
Yeah?
I'm just jealous. Yes.
Hey, I was wondering about if you know what any more happened yesterday with Alan. I just read about it in the paper.
You didn't hear Alan on the show about 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, I heard him, but I was wondering if you heard any more about it.
Are you an Alan fan?
Yeah.
Really? You're one of Alan's groupies?
Who is it?
Yeah, just about everybody. Well, there's only one person I know who's not a member of his fan club.
I think there may be
more
than
one. Yeah, Coach Conway. Whoever the hell that is.
Who? Coach Conway. Coach Conway and the Bird, yeah.
This sounds like one of Alan's
That's a new
fans.
Show on CBS this fall, by the way. Coach Conway and the Bird.
Guy has no idea what's going on.
Bird,
yeah,
right?
This is Alan's, one of Alan's
Bird.
Fans. No question about it.
Why are you trying to talk over him?
Oh, I thought he could hear me.
How old are you, sir?
16.
16. 16-year-old young man, and you're trying to talk over him?
I was
trying to... Have any respect for your young...
I respect that you got.
Exactly.
I was trying to tell him something.
What was that?
That this sounds like a quintessential Alan fan.
Yeah.
Had no idea what's going on.
He is. He's in love with Alan. Absolutely. I mean, not literally, but like figuratively. Right, sir?
Yeah, I only listen to the show in the morning because I have to go to school today.
Yeah.
And today, me and my dad were talking because we listened to the show, and he showed me the tape and he showed me what happened.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, if he knew.
Well, the amazing part of it is that it was Harlan and Bob who were on the show with me, and Alan couldn't get through on the phone, but somehow Alan got all of the press.
had nothing to do
He's
with
it. He's
got
a hell of an agent, that Alan, you know? He really does. I think William Morris must be booking him. You know what I mean, sir?
Yeah.
I'm sure you know.
No idea. Not a clue.
You don't know William Morris from Arthur Morris?
No.
From
I know Joe Morris.
Joe Morris.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Now, one of Alan's fans, this is it. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. He's a Giants fan, this guy.
Yeah, this shows it right here.
You're not a Giants fan, are you?
Yeah.
Thank God. Well, listen, no, everything's okay. Alan's on his way to the Bahamas, and he's going to be here in my house next weekend. And he's in the sack right now with his girlfriend, and, you know, everything's okay at his house.
Yeah.
And Dad is sleeping, and, you know, while Dad is sleeping, Rome is burning. It's the burning bed.
Great father.
That burning bed syndrome, okay?
Yeah, you burn. I said, please don't turn it
around.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Okay. Now, what the hell did he just say?
Well, it's one of Alan's fans. You interpret. Come on.
It's 8:16 on Zeta 4. Boy, this is, I'm telling you, seriously, we haven't had this much action on the phone in my house since the night he had his birthday party. Seriously, there were a few more calls in the house that night, but we're getting pretty close to it. Hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
How are you?
Real good.
Listen, this is great. Get right through, no problem.
That's good. That's the way we like it. When you only have one line, see, it's timing that counts.
Yeah, I mean, I like Big Captain Dave and everything, but this is great.
Yeah.
How's the show going?
Show's going fine. But, Captain, now see, you got me doing it. Captain Dave is not here today. He shined us again for a lousy 20 grand or something he's making on some spot.
Yeah, I just got to let you know, I've been listening since, I think, November. I used to listen to Joey.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, a friend of mine turned me on to
friend of yours,
you guys. You
friend
guys
of yours turned you on, yeah?
What's that?
I say a friend of yours turned you on?
Well... Figuratively speaking.
I got you.
Anyway, have a good life.
You too.
Okay, boy, boy.
See you later.
Zeta 4. Another call.
981-4772.
What a surprise.
At 8:17. If you're wondering why it's a little different today than usual, and that's what they say at Passover. Why is today different from any other day? Right, Harlan? Harlan doesn't know from Passover, okay? We got all Goyim in the house today. Hello.
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Okay.
I'd like to break FCC rules and talk to my friend Ray.
You go right ahead, sir. You do whatever the hell you want. And if the FCC doesn't like it, they can stick it, okay?
Right. Hey?
What's that?
I'm talking to Ray over the radio.
Okay. What do you want to say to Ray, pal?
I'd like to call him a scumbag.
Okay. And a mung brain?
Yeah, a mung brain.
And a subhuman douchebag?
Yeah.
Okay. You got it.
About this Alan guy, why is he the big...
The Big Kahuna.
Excellent question, sir.
Well, it's a little personal, sir, but if you ever got to know him well enough, you'd understand, okay?
I think he's an idiot.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. You must have heard his call.
Don't ever call us again.
Oh, please, call back Monday, and we'll talk about it in depth. Good idea.
818. Now, you see what's going to happen if you start picking on him next week? He's going to come in because he's got all week off.
I'm well aware of this. That's
why don't you just ignore him like we're ignoring certain other people?
Good idea.
You know what I mean?
I'll be glad to.
Okay. I find it difficult to do myself.
I know.
Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yeah.
This is Ken Solving.
Ken Solving?
Yes, sir.
You mean like Les Ken Solving?
Yeah.
He sounds like Ed a little bit.
So how you been?
What is that, Bob? What did you say? Oh, they're going to be an audience. Now they're like, they're moving in now, like on Oprah's show. You say what?
I can wish you a happy Passover, too.
And the same to you, sir. And I hope you have a wonderful Seder and don't drink too much wine.
I won't. And do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
You don't do the same. I've been a long-time listener.
Uh-huh.
And you really make me laugh a lot.
I know.
Especially when you don't like to hear nobody else who you don't like.
Yeah.
Cut them off and all.
Like this, yeah. It's 8:19 on Zeta 4.
Oh,
hey, listen, he's laughing his butt off right now, okay? He's having a good time. He wanted it, and he got it.
He sounded like one of his.
Like in the Toyota spot. You wanted it, You got it.
Sounds like one of Ed's relatives, a little bit.
You don't think Ed's going to get through here today?
Oh boy, I hope so. Can I talk to him today?
You talk about
a
short call.
Now, can I ask him
you talk about
question?
Brief
and like one question.
Talk about the news in briefs. Hello.
Hello, Neil. How you doing?
Great.
Listen, I was just, first off, I'm Joey's other listener.
Oh, God.
Both of us are in this room right now.
Isn't that something? We got both of them to call us today.
Great.
He must be really hurting today.
Listen, I was just wondering if you heard the rumors about if Mayor Kahan, if it's true that he was playing baseball in pinstripes and they nicknamed him the Yankee Clipper. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
And,
you weren't supposed to find out.
So, are you getting both Tweeties mixed up back there?
Well, I got news for you. It's really hard to separate them, to be honest with you. They both sound alike to me.
Like in ancient Greece?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. You hit it right on the head, sir,
sure
if you know
did.
What I mean.
Which one? One other thing.
Tweety.
I heard one where you cross a guy from the Gaza Strip with a Jap over there. You know what you get?
I'm afraid to ask, sir.
Oil of Boy Bay.
Okay, listen, in fact, you ought to call Joey up, sir. He could use material like that. See you later.
I'll sell you some material like that.
Okay, happy Pesach, sir.
Yeah, and happy clippings to you.
Okay. 981-4772. It's 821 on Zeta 4, and we're any minute, KC is going to come crashing through that door, do a discoing through that door. You believe it?
Could happen.
Probably show up on Gonzo's show with Mylock, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Brian.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Fine. How are you sitting, Neil?
Okay.
How you like doing it from the house?
I like doing it in the house.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Comfortable in the studio.
And one of these days, I might just get my chance.
Yeah. Never can tell, huh?
That's true. Looking in fact, lately, it's a possibility.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd call and say hi, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't have anything much to say.
Really? That's okay. We don't either, so don't worry about it.
Okay, I'll just listen to you guys then.
Okay.
See what you got to say.
Okay, listen, have a great weekend.
All right. Don't worry about it.
We're not.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think we ought to have the party this weekend, okay? Or wow. Alan would get upset, though, wouldn't he?
Oh, I think it's a good idea.
No, we can't do that. It's Passover and it's Easter. Yeah, you do. You're not even invited, okay?
I know.
You're not even invited.
I'm well aware of that.
Because this party is for the purpose of corrupting the morals of minors,
I
okay?
I understand. I don't
according
want
to certain
here.
Idiots in this town.
Okay.
Exactly. We have to cease and desist and govern ourselves accordingly, okay? Right?
Neil?
Yes.
How you doing? John, Gary, and Buddy. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, how you been?
All right, listen, I want to tell you a couple things first before I get into my main topic.
Wait a minute. Look at that. It's Elsie the Borden Cow on my TV set. I can't believe it.
Opie.
Oprah is on. Oh, my God.
A couple weeks ago, I was on my way to Palm Beach. I couldn't get you guys on the radio, so I flipped over to Joey, and incredibly, he's starting to steal another one of your materials now. He's starting to do his IDs in Spanish now. Can you believe it?
What do you mean you couldn't get us on the radio in
Palm
Beach?
Well, I was on the turnpike in West Palm. I was going past the stadium. I was on my way to St. Lucie County, and
you guys
were starting to fade away. I was starting to freak out, so I threw it over to Joey. I couldn't do it. I threw your tapes in, but I couldn't believe he used your IDs in Spanish.
Yeah, he's original, man. I tell you.
And speaking of original, there's a place in Palm Beach, still another one of your lines, on a banner at the Palm Beach Lakes, and it says, incredible.
Right.
Isn't that great? Let me ask you something. Now, see that baseball season's around the corner. Who do you pick for the divisions or so? You know, who do you like?
Give me about a week, okay? Once the Final Four were over this weekend, then I can get my mindset on baseball, okay?
And finally, listen, there was some guy a couple weeks ago called and said he was from BCC and said, he doesn't listen. A few people will listen to you and stuff. This guy, number one, didn't say which college was he from. You know, there's three of them around here. And if it's the one where I'm going to in Pompano, it would make no sense at all because I told you about that bathroom incident where they play Y100, they play Joey, they play Greg and Donald. Not once have I heard a record from GTR. Now, if it's supposed to be so great, why aren't we hearing that crap on the radio?
By the way, GTR, we understand, is moving their studios to the Joys R Us store over on, where is that, on 441?
You put them right next to Winmore. I mean, it's perfect trifecta with BCC, Winmore, and GTR.
In fact, they're bringing back Francis Horowitz. They're going to have a show in the morning called Bing Bong School.
All right, Neil. Listen, thanks a lot. It's a great time to get into it. It's a momentous occasion. So have a good weekend. See you later, Bert.
Okay. I didn't know it was a momentous.
I mean, isn't that disgusting? The idea that they were doing that your drug station.
Yeah.
That they were doing a show from a head shop. Where they were selling paraphernalia like torches and bongs and stuff like that. Disgusting. What? Yeah, that's Dave over there, yeah. Big Dave, yes. Oh, we have another call here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. Getting back to the pool.
Yes?
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the reason your private light could be a reason your private light won't stay lit.
Yeah.
Is because your pool filter could be dirty.
The filter could be dirty?
Yeah, how thorough is your pool man? Have him clean your filter and then try the pilot light.
Well, that sounds pretty unlikely because they just put in a whole new filter last week.
Okay, well, then that won't be the problem.
No, but that is good. That is helpful, though. Yeah.
Also, a question for you. What is Captain Dave a captain of?
This show.
Yeah, he used to be the captain of the show before he abandoned the ship.
You have a nice day.
Okay, thanks for the help.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we haven't really got a lot of constructive help on the pool situation, have we?
Mm-mm.
Had a couple of calls today, but these people don't know from pools at all.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, it's 8:25. Well, I'm kind of swept up in all the emotion of what's going on around here, you know?
Yeah.
Now, these engineers, these guys are going to have to be here, like, till 7 o'clock tonight.
That's
or something.
Right.
Now, you guys have got to be out of your minds, okay? You let them talk you into this?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. If I would have known that it would have required this kind of slave labor, I would have said, forget it. I mean, it's okay, but
yeah. This
is ridiculous.
Or the idea of just doing the morning show.
That would have been okay at 10 o'clock, and then the guys, you know, stayed back at the station, because it doesn't really mean for anything, does it?
We'll see. I can't think of anything.
By the way, Bob was just on his way to get me some more Diet Cherry 7-Up in my refrigerator in there. Thank you so much, Bob. Now, look at that. He with a smile and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we like. Service with a smile. You know what I mean, Harlan? It's 26 past 8.
You have to take a break?
Oh, wait a minute. No, we don't have to take any break.
All right.
We have to take a cool.
Okay.
Let me just look at the rest of the log that they brought us backward. Must be because it's Passover and they think we're reading the log in Hebrew. Seriously, from right to left. Hello.
Mooney, how you doing?
Great. What's up?
Oh, not too much. I was just talking to a friend of mine here in the office. He says he did a show with you once before.
Who's that?
A man named Vince Marchese. Used to manage a guy named Finbar Nolan.
Oh, my God, the touch healer.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Boy, I haven't heard from him. That was years ago. That was about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, he said he was the seventh son of a seventh son.
Exactly. And Johnny Rivers was singing it in the background on Tragic 102.7. The seventh son. No, that's true. He was the touch healer.
Uh-huh.
And he used to put his hands on you and touch you and stuff.
Wow.
And I kept telling him. In fact, that's where I learned that technique. He kept just putting his hands on you and touching and squeezing and feeling.
So what's with this party you're having at the house next?
Thank you very much, Bob. Wait a minute. I don't want to put my cigar in there yet. That comes at the end of the show. What is that, sir?
What's with the party you're having at the house next week?
What do you mean, what's with it?
I want to find out how I can get invited.
You can't. Unless you're a student at Cooper City High, you can't get invited. You want to go back to school?
Not a student at Cooper City High, but I'm a friend of Captain Dave.
Now, that assures that you're out, okay? He shined us again today.
I know. I spoke to him last night.
Okay, now, wait a minute. You're the one, not the one who called and put on a falsetto voice before he called to make sure that I was awake?
No.
Well, what's he doing today, do you know?
He told me he's doing some type of commercials.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's making 20 grand today.
Oh, I don't know about 20 grand, but...
That's what he said.
20 grand?
And I think that as members of the morning team, that each of us ought to get a third.
Well, actually, I'm going in for my piece, too.
Well, me too, if I can find one. Well, listen, have a great weekend.
You too.
And I'm sorry we can't invite you, but it's kind of a closed party, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
We'll invite you to the listeners' party a couple of weeks after that. We're going to have the whole audience over here.
Okay. In fact, I thought of a very nice gift to give you.
I'm afraid to ask.
Alan.
Thank you, sir. You're invited.
Okay.
See you later. Now, that gets you upset, doesn't it?
Now, do I look upset?
Now, suppose Alan were here today, right now, okay?
I took him
through the kitchen, down a hallway, where, you know, those bedrooms are on the end, and I gave him a private tour of the house. And got him out of your hair.
That would be good.
And I stayed in there with him for like an hour and a half. Teaching him about life.
Uh-huh.
Would that be okay?
Boy, talk about fantasy land. This
mm-hmm.
is good. I like this. Fantasy land.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and as a matter of fact, we ought to put that tape on. Yeah, let's pull that out for a second. Do something useful, Dave. Put that cassette in there, please.
And
I mean, I know that you look very relaxed and at ease, but you're not fooling anybody after last night. Just push that in there.
We can freeze frame when Tara comes on, right?
And where's the remote?
Oh, gee. Right.
I'm getting mud. No, this one. Too old. for this. Yeah, now maybe you can do a play-by-play on this. This is the, I think we've got to rewind it, don't we?
Probably. You were probably in such shock that you didn't
rewind. It's already rewound. Is it rewinding? I can't see from here. The sun is in the thing.
Well, the little light is flashing. There's a little square and it's
Is it
flashing.
Rewinding, Harlan? It's not?
There's a little square, white square that's flashing.
It be broken? Wait a minute.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Okay, did it say play on my screen? I don't see anything, do you? Oh, here we go. Okay, just keep your paws off my VCR, okay? Off my very expensive VCR that's leased, by the way. I don't buy anything. I just lease. Even the groceries here are leased. You know that? It's incredible. Now, I think we have to go back on this, okay? I think we have to back up, as they say, at Cooper City.
Well, this is worth waiting for, I'm sure.
Okay, it's 8:30 according to the time thing on my screen. Now, isn't that convenient?
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
We're sitting here watching the VCR, for those of you who are wondering what all the dead air is, finally. But we do have Tweety to fill in the blanks there. He's got his own mic.
He knows what to do.
Yeah. And he's been doing it all over the bottom of the cage, by the way. But that's another story.
Tweety. He's so cute.
Isn't it rewinding, Harlan? Nothing is happening?
We got a good deal on that.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, probably because it's on the wrong thing here or something. I don't understand it. I think somebody messed up your tape.
Wow.
This is incredible. We've only been here 2.5 hours, and they've already busted my VCR. It looks like it's rewinding to me, isn't it? It's what? It's at the end? Oh, wait a minute. See, now you got me all screwed up there. I pressed play. Okay, well, I'm sure the audience is getting into this really heavily, okay? It is rewound, okay? Press play, he said. I pressed play, and not a damn thing is happening. Huh? I have it on 12.
Yeah. Shouldn't it be on 3?
I don't understand it, man. Listen, you're going to have to fill a couple of seconds.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable pressure. What do we got? Oh, we got it. All right. See, I only had to fill a couple of seconds. Here it is. Okay. Look at this. It's in color and everything. Wow. 8:32 now on Zeta 4. There's someone at the door. Could that be KC?
It could be KC. You never know.
We're at Neil's home in Plantation.
Wouldn't it be something if it was KC right in the middle of this?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh, it's somebody who wasn't even invited.
And that would be...
Is this by any chance Neil Rogers' house? Who is that out there?
A listener?
Yeah, it's a listener out there. They found it. What does he look like, Bob?
What happened?
Was he ugly, Harlan? Okay. If there's any ugly people, by the way, thinking of crashing the party, forget it. Now, let's get back to the videotape. That's Laura. Laura's pretty good, right?
She sure is.
How come the kid... What?
City of Plantation Public Works Department. Utilities Department wants you to know that they found it.
Great. Thank you. And by the way, we got some garbage that we'd be more than happy for them to take in the...
That's who that was?
In the garage.
Unbelievable.
There's Tara right there in the white
thing sure
there doing her thing. She really looks extra good in there.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, pal. Just go pick up the garbage and cut the crap, okay? It's 8:33 on Zeta 4. We're sitting here watching. We're sorry that the audience can't share in this, but this was the Monday and Tuesday night fashion show.
That we couldn't attend.
That we unfortunately couldn't attend because I was... You had no excuse, but I was busy moving
in
here.
I was sick. What do you mean I had no excuse?
Oh, you were sick. That's true.
I was sick. Good heavens.
That's been a long-standing condition.
No excuse.
And Harlan and Bob actually are on this tape, too. And there's Bob right there from the neck down, looking excellent from the neck down. From the neck up? Eh. But that's another story. Who's that? Is that your date for the prom?
That's Jody.
Wow.
Is that Jody that...
Trust me, you won't go wrong with that, Harlan. Believe me, my eyesight's very good.
Is Jody in here that...
But how come it is that all the kids at Cooper City are so good looking? Now, that's the thing I don't understand. The exception of Mark Schwartz. Seriously. Now, Mark looks like he's been auditioning for Bedtime for Bonzo. Oh, now, there's another ugly guy, too. Who's that? Victor's not too hot, but Victor means well, you know. But other than Mark and Victor, like the rest of the student body over there is incredible. We don't want to get Coach Douchebag to get upset, though, because he'll hear us talking about those hot student bodies and think that we have plans.
He's listening, boy,
Who's
to every
that?
Word.
Tina. Oh, yeah, Tina Turner. So anyway, we'll take some more calls, I guess, while we'll have this going in the background just as kind of a little incentive.
phone's not ringing.
Isn't that? No, because it's not plugged in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We unplugged it, so go ahead, Harlan. Are you in the right union to touch it?
There it is.
You can touch it anytime, Harlan.
The second you plug it in.
Let's punch it up. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, I don't have my headphones on. Wait a minute. Yeah, good morning.
How you doing this morning, Hill?
Okay.
I've been ringing this phone for the last 10 minutes, traveling down 95 with no traffic this morning because of a great holiday today.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it nice? Every day should be a holiday, shouldn't it?
I'm for that 100%. I think 365 days a year would be great for me.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to congratulate you on finally finding my favorite Italian restaurant up there, La Tavanetta.
Oh, man, that place is so incredible.
Isn't that outrageous?
No words to describe it.
No, you're going to have to get a
Wait a minute, sir, hold on. Who's this guy?
The month of July and goes back to his home in the Isle of Ischia.
Steve?
In Italy.
That's Steve who calls me sometime there? Holy cow, Steve can call me anytime. Go ahead, sir, we're watching something here, getting all
that. We have similar types of taste. I want you to go to one of the best Chinese restaurants in the state of Florida.
And what is that?
It's called the Bamboo Garden. On 163rd Street across from the shopping mall.
I'm going to try it because we keep getting touted on Chinese restaurants, and most of them are so bad that it's embarrassing.
You take my word for this. I'll pay for your meal if you don't like it.
It's 163rd and where?
It's across the street from 163rd Street Shopping Center. It's called the Bamboo Garden.
Yeah.
See Paul.
Paul.
I recommended you.
That Paul, man, he's like in every restaurant. There's Harlan, by the way, just making a total clown out of himself. Okay, we'll give it a try.
Stop beating up on Harlan. He's a nice kid.
He is great. In fact, when this show is over, I've got special plans for him that he doesn't know about yet.
I'm jealous of it.
I bet you are. Listen, I'll see you.
Have a super day. I'm losing, we're changing cells here or something, but I'm losing you. But anyway, I'm glad I finally got through to you. You have a great show, and I enjoy listening to you every single morning.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you on Tisha B'Av, okay?
You got it, Bob.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's pull that out, Harlan, again, or Andy or somebody. Just pull the phone out before it rings again. Now, because we're getting to the good stuff here, and you were beginning to make guttural sounds.
Well, I saw a good one.
A good what?
A good girl.
You saw a good one? What kind of a crass, disgusting... No, not sexist, just this like these people are pieces of meat or something, okay?
Well, it was apropos.
Now, wait till you see Alan here,
yeah,
by the
exactly.
way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I'm going
to
miss that.
Now, you will, because he's only in there very briefly. You'll be pleased to know. Now, what are these two doing back here? Did you see that? Playing a little grab ass back here behind the couch. Michelle and Bob, trust me. In fact, you might want to turn around and watch.
Well, it's reminiscent of Don Webb and Joey on TV.
Yeah. Only this is a little more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is that? Leslie?
Leslie.
Now, why do you say it that way? I mean, Leslie's probably
like
okay. Well, this
Uh-oh.
Is the part where we have the bathing suits.
Oh, my.
Now, there's a guy named Jimmy, by the way, who comes out here.
Who is that?
He wants to know who that is. The one that's got all her clothes off. I mean, talk about us being pornographic. Look at these Cooper City kids, man. They're like naked.
These are high school kids? Oh, my. Oh, my.
Now, if you just would have known that this was going to be on Monday or Tuesday, even with your little infirmity that you had, you might have made it up to Cooper.
I might have made it up. Yeah, might have gotten there somehow.
Exactly. You might have had somebody drive you up there.
That girl on the left, what a suit.
She's got all the right parts in all the right places.
What a bathing suit.
Isn't that the name of a country song? Looking for all the right parts in all the right places.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Tweety's even Tweety Bird got excited. Look at
him. Look at that.
Something
happened to him. I'm afraid. I wonder what it is. Now, who's that? The guy. Tony.
And the girl?
The audience is loving this, man. They can't see any of this, but they wish. Just fantasize for a while, folks. This is the Decca Fashion Show at Cooper City High. If I would have known, I would have probably been able to get over there, you know?
Bob? You called us and tried to get us over there, didn't you? Yeah, you did your best.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't listen to you.
Oh, that's who? Oh, you mentioned a name that we can't mention. Now, who is this kid here with all his clothes off? Jimmy. Yeah. And who's the other one there? Jimmy and Steve. And look what Jimmy and Steve are doing there together, as a matter of fact. That's... pretty exciting.
Did you know they used to do mornings on She?
Jimmy and Steve, yeah.
Before Joey.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing the same thing with each other that Joey and Don Webb were doing. I can't believe
that. They are.
Okay, we better put the phone back in because this is getting pretty...
Terminal. For the audience.
Not for us.
Not for us at
okay,
all.
Let me give that number out. 981-4772.
Woo.
That is our... Oh, my God. Like
God.
I said, let's not put that thing back in there too fast.
Good.
Who are those people? What is his name? Elliot? Is Elliot coming to our party next weekend?
These kids today. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Holy Toledo.
Hello.
Oh, morning, Neil.
How you doing?
I'm just fine. This is Phil and Kendall. How are you guys?
Hey, and Kendall, you had to call long distance, right, Phil?
No problem.
Okay.
I've been ringing for a long time. It doesn't cost me a cent.
That's for sure. In fact, if I hung up on you now, look what a cheap call it would be.
Yeah, but it's worth it to me. Hey, listen, how's Glenn doing?
I'm fine, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Wow, there's a lot of echo this morning.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that good?
Yeah, it's psychedelic. It's like the 60s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, listen, yesterday, great show. I got to say, Neil.
Yeah.
When you thought that it was a legitimate call,
yep.
You handled it great.
I thought so, yeah.
I was really impressed. I loved it.
Great.
Just wanted to say good morning. I'm enjoying the show, and have a good day.
You too.
So long.
Bye-bye. See, once he did get on, he was not going to spend that much money. He's from Kendall. Now, look at that Jimmy there. It looks like he's got St. Vitus Dance or something. Or something close to it. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I talked to Neil.
You got him.
How you doing, Neil?
Wait a minute. Is that Elliot sitting down over there to the right? Boy, that Elliot better show up at that party next week. Elky? Oh, L-E. What does that mean? Oh, Lowell. Okay, as in Lowell.
Lowell
Thomas, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, sir. I was getting very carried away.
That's okay. You got to talk a little closer to that speakerphone.
Okay, how's this? Better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, how about now?
Oh, that's even better.
How about now?
Yeah, that's even better.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good.
How's it going over there?
It's okay.
Are they keeping in line?
Everything's under control, and the kids are, you know, hanging out in the bedrooms, and everything's fine.
That's good. Hey, I can hear the bird back there.
Oh, wait a minute.
Which
wait a minute.
One?
The bird. Oh, I want to see you do that again. I want you to stick your finger. Now, this is good. Okay, Tweety. Now, come on.
No,
come on.
No.
I want to see you stick your finger in the cage, okay?
Where's Alan when we need him?
Oh. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. It's a cockatiel, if you pardon that expression.
It's one of those little ones with the feathers sticking out of his head?
You got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very good way to describe it.
How's the other bird doing?
Well, we're hanging out together, Tweety and I.
Yeah, they speak the same language.
Yeah, so. We have a lot to talk about, a lot of stories.
And they both dislike Alan with a passion.
With
okay?
a passion. Tweety and I are going to be together next weekend. He's coming down to my house for the weekend.
Good. Well, mm-hmm. I'm glad that's the company you're going to have, because I had something a little more exciting in mind over here.
Anyway.
Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. I just wanted to wish you a happy Easter and everything else.
Good, and the same to you, and I hope you find the egg of your choice on the lawn.
No.
Or whatever. Whatever it is you're looking for.
All right.
See you later.
Take it easy, Neil.
842 on Zeta 4. Now, it is true. He just gets all puffed up, and he may be winning his affections away from Big Dave, because ordinarily that's the only person he pays any attention to.
Tweety.
He's had some rather intimate moments with Big Dave, but we'll be hearing about that in the next hour. Hello.
Are you still having the trolling contest?
Yes, we are, sir.
Okay. Joe Carrillo.
Very weak. Come on.
Very
you can do better than that.
Try it again.
Yeah,
okay,
I think.
Ready?
Yeah.
Joe
Carrillo. There we go. I knew he could do it.
Oh, that was excellent.
Much better.
I wish we had a prize to give you. Maybe we'll give you like Sergio Pereira.
Oh, wow.
Okay, or maybe Jorge Valdez, okay?
Jorge?
Jorge.
Hey, how's the So Far campaign going?
How is it going?
Yeah.
Well, so far, so good.
So far, so good. That's good.
Okay.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
All right. Yeah, I like you. You're right on the money, man. You're right up to
date. Yeah, you're on top of it.
I like
that. I just woke up today.
Yeah, by the way, they're writing some amendments to the Constitution.
Yeah?
And when they have them all finished, we'll let you know what they say.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, good luck to you.
Bye.
I think that we ought to listen very closely to what he has to say, don't you?
Tweety?
Tweety, yeah. I think some of the most meaningful comments in the morning have come from there. No, you can leave it in. Because what are we doing? It's 844.
Do you have to do something?
No, I don't think I think I'm going to do Tropical of Calder now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So I can take that out. Where's the sports section?
Okay, let me get it for you.
John, I'm just going to do this all by itself, so don't go into a hot lather or anything, but I'm a little confused as to what we're doing, which is nothing unusual, right?
Why should today?
Anyway, if you want the bird selections for Tropical Calder, you'll get them exclusively on Zeta 4. Now, he did his first one on Thursday. The horse came in last by 28 lengths, and he picked one yesterday in the second race, which fortunately for him got scratched.
Got scratched. Yeah, I'm doing great.
So he's one for one. In fact, what was the name of that horse?
Bruce's Queen.
Bruce the Queen. Maybe Bruce the Queen is running today.
A minute.
On
joke
the
a
Oprah
minute.
Show today, okay? It's a joke a minute.
I wonder if Joe Johnson's going to be on that show.
Are you sure this is working now? Because I can't believe nobody is calling us.
Oh, it's
What's
on.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, do I have to turn that off? And then back on? Are you serial? I don't think so. 981-4772. Hey, listen, what do I know? Okay, I'm going to argue with the engineers, right? Maybe that we ran out of calls. Is that possible? I don't think so.
No. There
okay.
you go. A caller.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
My husband called you the other morning. He was the religious fanatic out of the closet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he informed you he was only partially out. He was still married.
Yeah.
The kids and I were surprised to hear that standing in the kitchen.
I bet you were, yeah. It came as a shock to you especially, huh?
Yeah.
He's been faking it pretty well.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, I was wondering, Dave Caprita is getting all these commercials. Does it have anything to do with the strike?
That's a writer's strike, so it has...
Yeah.
No, there's commercial actor strike.
They're on
oh,
strike,
really?
Too?
Wow, so he's making hay while the sun shines.
Probably,
huh?
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Thought about that.
I want to get him on that, too.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, tell the bird I look pretty good in a bathing suit. I want to come over.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sally.
Sally?
Uh-huh.
We like that name.
Yeah.
How old are you, Sally?
Older, but look younger.
Oh, boy.
Like we said, Sally, nice try.
Hey, you hang on to me.
Okay. Have a great weekend, Sally.
You.
Bye-bye. Now, who's that guy there? You don't know who the hell he is? Now, wait a minute. That looks like Alan there. Doesn't it look like Alan's twin brother? Oh, Ricky Jr. No, he's not Ricky Schroeder. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm trying to call Neil Rogers.
You're speaking to him right now.
I am?
I think so.
Hello.
Shoot, I had the phone, the radio on.
And you got all confused. Well, don't panic. That's okay. So what's up?
I'm weird on the phone.
What's on your mind? Yeah, we sound like we're far away, right?
Yeah.
Well, we are. Where are you calling from?
Kendall.
Yeah, we're far away. We're about like 45, 50 minutes away.
Uh-huh. First time I'm calling because I'm off from work.
Great.
Yeah, but I listen to you guys every day. And I wanted to know, how old is the bird?
Oh, my God. Why do you want to know that?
How old is the bird?
Yeah.
The bird is about 15.
No, really? How old is it?
Now, why do you want to know that?
Because I had a bet with someone that I thought you were, like, probably about 29.
Uh-huh.
Or 30.
Yeah.
And then someone else said, no, he's like 45.
Oh, come
no,
on.
No,
I'm 45.
Well, that we know, but I mean...
That we do know.
We didn't know how old he was.
Now, how old do I sound on the air?
Well, to me, you sound like you're about 29.
Yeah,
I'll see that. But to the person, they're like, he's about the same age as Neil. He's like 45.
No, he's not.
No.
People are always shocked that when they meet him in person, he's a lot older than he sounds.
I am older than I sound. I will just say this. I am over 30.
Now, wait a minute. Who is that? Hold on one second. Who's on this end? James?
James at
James,
15.
Yeah. I bet you he could make me laugh, yeah.
I'm over 30, ma'am. What do you think about that?
You're over 30?
I'm under 40.
Under 40 and over 30?
So I'm in my 30s.
I guess we both lost.
Okay, so we'll just let it go
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, somewhere between 30 and 100.
That's right.
All right, well, anyway, I think you guys are great.
Thank you.
All right, have a nice day.
And have a happy whatever you're celebrating, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Boy, that James, man, I'll tell you, is he coming to the party, Harlan? What? What do you mean you have... Trust me. In other words, I get to pick everybody who shows up? Now, that L.E. or whatever the hell his name is, he better be here. Oh, is this where Alan gets up in the audience? Oh, wait a minute. Now, I want the bird to watch very carefully now.
Okay.
Because in just a moment or two, now, there's Harlan continuing to horn in on everything he can get his hands on. And there's... Yeah, he's definitely going to be at the party. Okay, if you're ringing right now, just let it keep ringing, okay? Because we got very important stuff we're concentrating on. And any second now, Alan is going to get... Is this coming right here? Any moment now, you're going to be so excited,
yeah.
Glenn.
Excited is the word.
You really are. You're going to become just apoplectic when he comes flying up, bobbing up out of the audience.
Let's see if he does his usual thing.
Now, look at that Jim, boy. Is he a ball of fire or what? Huh? He probably can be like the entertainment director at the house next week. Harlan, is this really... Now, what? Let me ask you something. Where did Bob just go? Oh, she had to leave? Michelle had to leave, but Bob is coming back, right? Isn't that kind of interesting? Huh? That was very strange. Now, here comes Alan in just a second out of the audience. I know you're waiting with bated breath, Mr. Hill. I know you had to push him back up. There he is. There he is right there. You couldn't miss him in a million years. Shaking his booty, just like Casey. And
somebody pushed him away.
Harlan pushed him right back.
Get the hell out of here.
Harlan pushed him away. Don't you think Harlan deserves some extra...
Harlan, we have to shake hands in a few minutes. We have to do the news now?
Yesterday you were muscling in on Bob, now you're moving on to Harlan. What's it going to be next?
Neil Rogers, the rock and roll monster.
Okay, it's 8:57 on Zeta 4, and here, can you believe it? We only got a little over an hour to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Rogers? Is that right? Holy. We've already done 3 hours?
Seems like only like 2 days ago we sat down here on the sofa.
Maybe we could play Funeral for a Friend.
And the Possibilities is coming by with lunch,
That's right.
Is going to be one of the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
We're really sorry that Michelle had to go to work, but I guess it's a matter of
No, she had to go get her nails done.
That's who I want to know. Who's Kenny Rogers? Is he really? Is he going to be here next week?
Michelle didn't have to go to work.
Why does he go like that? Like, what did that mean? He wouldn't show up? Now, he's busy, right?
Busy.
I can understand that he's busy.
Michelle had to go get her nails done.
Oh, she had to get her nails
it's
done.
It's priorities. Now you understand?
For what? For, like, Easter?
Yeah.
Good. You don't have to model your bathing suits. Just go in swimming. I mean, nobody's going to molest you because we're busy in here. Maybe later. Okay, anyway, I guess we should take some more calls. And the only way to do that is if we, like, plug it back in. Right, Harlan? You're in charge of the jack. Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Speak to us.
Okay. I want to know about the Phoebe Cates movie.
The Phoebe Cates movie.
Coming out today.
Yeah, it opens today, Bright Lights, Big City, with Michael J. Fox. I'm not going to be able to see it today, sir, because I'm tied up, and I don't think my heart will take it anyway.
Well, I bet you would have gotten some advanced notice on it.
Not on this one. I'll probably see it Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, you going to go see it today?
I was hoping, yeah.
Yeah,
I heard she chopped off all her hair.
Well, she did that a while back, but have you seen the ads on TV for the film?
Yeah, yeah.
She's all through the ads, and in the music video by Brian Ferry, which is the theme song to the movie.
Who?
You heard me. Michael J. Fox kisses her and then takes her to bed.
He jumps her, yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous, isn't
shocking,
it?
Shocking.
Nothing will ever happen there.
What about Michelle? She's going to the BBC, I read yesterday in the...
NBC.
Oh, NBC. I hope it was the BBC. Somewhere across, on the other side of the wall or something.
Yeah, no, she's going to New York.
Is she still going to be winking or...
Yeah, maybe we'll see her on the network. Won't that be incredible? Neil is just, like, gone off. This videotape
is,
like...
I'm curious as to who that is. Who is... Oh, it's L.E. again. Yeah, he's definitely going to be here. Bob's
well,
in charge of
it. I mean, gets the heck out of town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And takes her wink with her, okay?
Okay, I'll let you know. Wait, I'll try to see TV this weekend. I'll let you know what's up Monday.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
I'll be up, but I'll let you know.
I'm sure that before Monday, no doubt. Okay. See you later.
What?
8:59 WZTA Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale into Palm Beaches. Tara and Bob together in stereo.
Unbelievable.
There. And I have a feeling somebody we know it was probably not too happy at the end of this particular scene here when Bob just grabs Tara by her bodily parts.
Wait till you see this.
I'm telling you, wait until you see what goes on at the end of this little scenario there. Not just arm in arm, but there's... Isn't it right here that it goes on? Down on the floor. That is a lot worse. So if Michelle hasn't seen this tape yet...
Yeah, she left just in the nick of time, didn't
she? No wonder he got her out of here. He knew this part of the table. Oh, gotta get your nails done, honey. Look at this. Oh, on the floor. Even Tweety got hysterical about that. Hello.
I'm sorry, I sinned. I touched the boys on a baseball team and I sinned.
Okay, that's Mr. Conway calling back. I can't believe it. He finally admitted it. Good old Coach Conway, pain in the ass junior. I did the ID just now, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
I didn't say 8:59 on WZTA, Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale,
and Palm
Beach.
Oh, that Terrell was on the tape.
Oh, and you were distracted, I understand. Just like when L.E. came on the tape.
Oh, distracted.
Did he listen to the show? Why does he say that like so? You don't know, okay? But you say it like with such a degree of happiness, you know? See, the problem with Bob is he can't make up his mind. Like one minute he's running away, and then the next minute it's like... How come you're not molesting me? You know, something like that. He just can't quite make up his mind. Yeah, I hear it. Hello.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Patty Murray.
Yeah, Patty, how you doing?
Pretty good.
You're in good voice today, Patty. This is the best you've sounded in months.
No, you just woke me up a little bit ago, I think. This is Brad. Did you say wake up, Brad, get the hell out of bed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know. I thought my roommate was kidding me.
No, he called here and asked that we do something for you, and I said that's the best we can do by long distance.
Oh, really? Yeah, Sunday is my birthday. I was kind of hoping you could have Alan come over and give me a spanking or something.
Unfortunately, he's out of town, sir.
Any chance of that?
He's out of town.
I don't think so.
Bird, you sound like you're a way long ways away.
I think the bird would like to give Alan a spanking, if you know what I mean.
You know what I watched last night for the first time? I watched The Hitcher. What a great movie.
You did, and we were watching it here, too. Well, at least I was watching it here.
Boy, that C. Thomas Howell.
I know.
Rutger Hauer, gosh.
Yeah, sure. There were some very interesting overtones to that flick, you know what?
Yeah, no kidding. I hear Tweety in the background there, huh?
Yeah, even the bird got excited when he heard about C. Tom Howell.
I thought it was...
Yeah, I was howling, too. You're a pretty great guy, Neil, regardless of what those queens over at TWN say.
Oh, boy. Next thing you'll be talking about...
Life and plantation.
Okay.
I've read your
story. Okay, good luck to you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. I was going to say, next thing you'll be talking about Jack Sturdy, but he made sure I couldn't say it.
Yeah, no accident.
You know what I mean?
By the way.
Okay, let me give this number out just in case, because it is still ringing, but there is only one line. Just for today only, 981-4772. 981-4772. Bob and Harlan are going to be getting undressed in just a couple of minutes, so you want to stick around for that. What?
You're what? Filling in for Captain Dave today? Is that what you're doing? Because Captain Dave's not here, so Harlan...
Oh, I see. He's giving signals?
No, food.
Oh, go ahead. Eat up a storm, because there's enough there for like 80 people. Hello.
Neil, how you doing?
Great.
How you doing, Bert?
Fine, sir. How are you?
I'd like to give a message to Tweety.
Yes, sir.
No, Tweety, not you.
The world's in a cage.
Yeah. All right?
Go ahead. Wait a minute. He turned his head, and he said, I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
He is. He's going bananas.
Okay.
Good luck to you, sir.
All right, Neil. Thanks.
Okay. See, we finally got a guest that the audience can communicate with.
See, I think that was for me, but whatever. He said it was for Tweety, but I think it was actually for me.
Now, there's something pretty interesting about the way that the bird is reacting. I'm talking about the one in the cage.
Uh-huh.
Because usually when the phone rings, he just goes crazy. He, like, flitters all over and bangs against the side of the cage and almost kills himself. And this phone man, he's very mellow. Have you noticed that?
Well, he knows who's on it.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Hello.
Is this Neil?
I think so.
Neil, remember when you suggested that, rainfly would be a good race for the, at the Calder?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I didn't pick it because it came in last.
Well, no, see, we're on a streak now. We're picking horses that finished last.
Very helpful.
Because I wanted to try to win something. I was going to have my dad go down and pick it for me, but thank God we didn't go down to Miami.
Now, wait a minute. What was this yesterday?
No, the other day. You picked it, remember?
No, I didn't pick that. Oran Fly, that was the bird.
Yeah.
The bird picked it, and it came in last by 27 lives. Don't lay that one at my doorstep, okay?
Have you ever driven on a turnpike, like 2 days ago? Were you on a turnpike?
Have I ever driven on a turnpike? Not in the last...
The
no, not 2 days ago, no.
Okay.
Why?
All right, listen, I'm calling from Buffalo. I'm calling you, and I just wanted to call and say hello.
Great, okay, now listen, I've got some good tips for you next week, okay?
All right, good, I'll be listening.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. First one is stay away from all those places. No, as a matter of fact, I wasn't on the turnpike. I was eating at Denny's on Biscayne at 125th
with Mother Rogers.
Yeah. And we were discussing the track, as a matter of fact. She's a real big caller. And, yeah, we were asking for a Parliament light. Now, where's Ellie? Is he making a comeback, or is it Jimmy that comes back on here later? He's on his side? That sounds pretty exciting. He's on his side. Now, you can let it go ahead and ring. We like the sound effect, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Neil?
Yes.
Hi.
Who's this?
Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
You sound so much different on the phone.
I know. That's what they all say, Barbara.
When you went to Emac and Bolio's, we were sitting right next to you, and we started a big scene. And because all of the people were pushing on my brother's girlfriend, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was us.
Yeah, that was right when I got there, remember?
Yeah.
And I stepped into the middle of that, and I thought, boy, here we go. We're going to have a riot on our hands. What was that all about?
That was us. Do you still not like BCC students?
No, we love BCC. Since they took the latest poll and we came out on top, we love BCC. Especially this.
My brother goes to BCC and he idolizes me.
Now, which campus?
What?
Which campus?
South.
South, yeah, that's where we're big.
Uh-huh.
With the other Yahoos over there in Davie or wherever it is, we're not too big with them.
Well, he idolizes you.
Well, I don't blame him. How old's your brother?
18.
18? What does he look like, Barbara?
Well, he has brown hair. He's weird looking.
He's weird looking?
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I don't know.
What does that mean, weird looking? In other words, he's not exciting looking? He's not erotic?
Well, you wouldn't like him.
Okay, I got your message, Barbara. Well, listen, tell him we said hello.
Okay.
But don't invite him to the party, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Barb.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Sorry about that. She was honest, though, brutally honest.
Brutal, brutal. That's what we like.
907 on Zeta 4, your brutally honest station.
That's it.
Now, who's that? James. James and Ellie are going to be here in the party. In fact, they've got a spot picked out for them already. Huh? To see what?
Don't say that anymore, Bob. Don't say it on the airwaves, okay? We don't have a dump button.
Pointed to it twice.
Yeah, you can point, don't say, all right? Just don't say. Oh, my God.
It was? Yeah. Yeah. What he said began with a D.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And he was pointing at Big Dave.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway, let's move right along here. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I can't believe it finally got through.
Okay.
Been timing these calls, just trying to, when they're saying goodbye.
I know, it's brutal, believe me. I just can't cope with it myself.
It's been days. I've been trying to tell you. A few days ago, when you said crayfish,
yeah.
You were having those?
Yeah.
They're crawdads.
Crawdaddies.
And then you were talking about coaches. You had a hard time yesterday with one. We went to South Broward, and the problem with our coach was, his name was Coach Boylan, which he is dead now. He used to make us jump for towels.
Jump for towels?
Coming out of the shower, he used to make us jump for towels.
Really?
Really, and that's that South Broward high.
Yeah. Well, you know that South Broward mentality, don't you?
Yeah. You know, pretty good.
Do you think he got a pleasure out of watching this somehow, some perverse something or other?
Does he have to draw you a diagram?
No, I just thought I would
ask. Does he have to
ask.
Draw you a roadmap?
I just thought I would ask to see what he said.
He had the best swimmers in the state.
Yeah, that's the answer I was looking for.
What, that was the end of the tape, or the kids now at the shopping at the Extra? Look at this. Here are the kids from Cooper City shopping at Extra, sir. I can't believe it.
Unbelievable.
Shoplifting, no less.
Yeah.
Just a joke.
I know.
Well, listen, it's great hearing from you, and that's quite a story, but there are a lot of stories like that. As a matter of fact, somewhere in the radio highlights today, somebody is doing a show. I think it's Paul Lyle who's doing one of his farewell shows.
Uh-huh, one of his...
And the topic was Ann Gaylor, author of Betrayal of Trust, about clergy abuse of children. That's one of my old guests, by the way, Ann Gaylor of the Freedom from Religion Foundation in Madison, Wisconsin.
Lyle is
following just like the old Neil, man. Yeah. The only difference is the new Neil is still on the air, okay?
Yeah, I saw your picture today in the paper, too.
Did you really? Isn't that exciting?
How old is that picture?
Older than Methuselah, okay?
Oh, really? Seriously.
How old is it?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Let me look at it again, see which one it is. Where is it? Where is it? Is it over there?
Right there.
That's it. Second page.
Bob, let me, underneath the
right
cinnamon
there.
Rolls.
Yeah, underneath
that
the cinnamon
rolls. That picture is like 5 years old, 4 years
five
old.
5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you have less hair now?
No, about the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, there, my head is tilted, so it looks like I've got some.
Okay. I've been trying to call you for days because all my friends call me King of the Rootouts. So they compare me with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's an honor.
Rootouts. You can relate to that. In other words, he hasn't got any hair.
Oh, I see.
I have. Well, I don't know why people say that. I'm not bald.
I don't either.
I have a huge bald spot, but that's if you're looking from the top down. What the hell are you, you know, what are you doing anyway?
I don't think it's huge.
But I've been listening for about 2 years spot. Now. My old boss turned me on to you. He's bald.
Yeah.
He's probably listening right now.
All the bald guys, sir, listen to this show, man. Once they get bald, they tune this show right in.
But
we're hoping it'll happen again.
He's bald because he gives everybody a hard time, and he loses hair on his own.
Okay. Well, listen, have a great weekend.
Okay.
And don't lose any sleep over it, okay?
Well, I won't.
Okay.
He's still a little bit. What can you say?
Right. Okay.
All right.
Like I said, they're hoping they're going to get bald again. But anyway, it's a 9-11. On Zeta 4, and let's see, what do we got to do? 20? Yeah, we're okay. We don't have to worry about that pain in the ass John back there at the station with those spots. Now, John's okay. He's a good guy, but, you know, a little confused. He's still playing that 60s esoteric cuts that nobody ever heard. Hello.
Neil.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
I'm a first-time caller. My name's Richard.
Yeah, Richard.
What paper are you in the Hills?
In the Broward edition of the Herald. Where do you live, Richard?
North Miami Beach.
North Miami Beach. Well, if you just go, like, across the line.
Yeah.
You know, like to Hallandale. I know that's a dangerous thing to say, but if you go to Hallandale real quick, like.
Yeah.
And you go into one of the vending boxes, get a Broward edition of the Herald, of the Miami Herald. It's on page 2 in the Broward section.
Oh, okay.
With a picture and everything. I think my finger's up my nose and the whole business.
Yeah.
That's great, yeah.
Is the bird there?
I'm here.
How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Not bad.
Yeah, what? How old are you?
Me, I'm 15.
Are you?
Yep.
So, are you out of school for the holidays?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
little.
Sick of gay teachers.
Little. You're getting sick of what?
Gay teachers.
Gay teachers?
Gay.
Gay teachers?
Yeah.
All your teachers are gay?
Yep.
Really? Are they molesting?
My sixth period teacher.
Your sixth period teacher, is he molesting you?
Yep.
Really? Are you enjoying it?
No. When he keeps you after school, he gets you right up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
You got a great sense of humor, Richard, I'll tell you. Have a great weekend now.
Okay, see you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
I liked it.
What a comedian, huh?
Yeah, I liked it.
What a clown.
Mm-hmm.
It's 9:12 on Zeta 4. Gonzer's going to be knocking on a door almost any minute.
You're going to answer the door, Dave, and you know what to say. Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
You have to be more than just a disc jockey to get into Uncle Neil's house.
Yeah. That'll be
and
great.
And slam the door in his face, okay? Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Hi.
Calling from Palm Beach.
Great.
I got a question for you. My boyfriend listens to you all the time.
Yes.
You were talking about a restaurant in Allentown a few days ago.
Oh, yeah, where they have some hot dogs with hot sauce or something.
White Hots and Red Hots.
No, that White Hots is Don and Bob's in Rochester, but up in Allentown they have, like, it's called Yakko's.
Yakko's.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
I'm from up around there. He's asking me, and I'm like, I don't know. I've never heard of the place.
Tell him it's Yakko's.
Where's it at in Allentown? Do you know?
I haven't got any idea. I don't know anything about Allentown, but we used to have this newsman who was from Allentown, and that's all he knew how to talk about was Yakko's and hot dogs.
Huh?
Oh, now, wait a minute. I got to see this. Wait a minute.
Tweety.
Somebody's at my front door.
Tweety's flipping out. Look at Tweety flip out. He is flipping out.
It's food. Thanks a lot, whoever that is. Now, so anyway, getting back to Allentown.
Tweety has lost.
When you said Allentown, the bird in here went nuts.
Tweety.
Really?
Yeah. Not the bird, Tweety.
The one in the cage.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the word Allen, exactly. See, that word Allen does that to him.
Well, listen, have a wonderful life.
Well, I'm trying. It's not easy.
And
but, you
give
know.
Your boyfriend a big kiss for us, okay?
When that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I can't believe she said that.
Yeah.
You can pull that out real quick because the walk-in just sent over. They're in Plantation, Pembroke Pines, and Delray Beach.
How'd they know where you live?
The walk-in creative gourmet joint. It mm-hmm. said, you know what a gourmet joint is? Anyway, there it is. All kinds of Chinese, too.
Uh-huh.
So this is like our course between now and...
Oh, this is brunch.
This is brunch, yeah. In fact, like Mother Rogers and I have brunch every now and then at Denny's.
Right, and talk about
Sunday.
Yeah, talk about
why don't you guys start opening that and see what it is?
Why don't you take
so you
it
don't
into
eat the fortune
kitchen.
Cookies first. No, don't listen to him. Open it here so I can look
right.
at it.
Right.
Then you can take it into the kitchen. I want to get a little peek. I want to get a little. That is a good question. How the hell did they know where we were?
I'm
this
curious.
Is getting to be a little... Look at that. You took the cover off. There's another cover there.
Doesn't look good yet?
That looks incredible. In fact, this guy's got a sense of humor. Now, what is that?
Ooh,
can I just
good.
Have a little taste
yeah,
of that?
It's
that
like chicken. Yeah.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Looks real good.
Mmm. That is good. I don't know what it is. Still moving. Okay. You can put it all in the kitchen. He's right, because this is going to get disgusting again, okay? Now, what show... Wait a minute. We got to turn on 10, don't we?
Oh, Donahue.
Because Donahue has the Pygmy Transsexuals on today, and this ought to be really good. Another one of his short subjects? There you go. Okay, let's... we can plug that back in. It's 15 past 9 on Zeta 4. And we're going to be here all day. I mean, like, we're not going to be here. We'll be doing other things. But Gonzer's going to be on. God only knows what that's going to be all about. And Lee Gillette from 3 to 7. And what they're going to be doing...
Who knows?
Nobody knows.
You just have to tune in and find out, just like we are. Mm-hmm. Have not a clue.
Well, it is a good question. How did the guy from the walk-in know where we live?
Is a good question.
Is this a good meal?
What, that was in there?
Yeah.
What is it?
What is it? What is that?
There's the doorbell again.
Yeah, but it's a frantic ring. Did you notice?
Yeah, very,
hello.
Very, very frantic.
Oh, we aren't plugged in, are we?
Yes, it is.
We are? Hello.
Oh, there it is.
Morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Great.
So I'm in Daytona about a week ago. I'm getting ready to drive onto the beach where they charge $2 or $4 depending on the size of your
You'll
vehicle.
Never guess who just walked in the door in my house. Casey, I can't believe it. How you doing, Casey? This is the way to do it.
Harry Wayne.
Harry Wayne just walked in. How you doing?
Yes.
Great to see you. We're doing it. Just pull up a seat over there or whatever, and we'll do it. By the way, I wonder if John's got that record back at the station. You think so? Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry to step on your line.
Tweety's. Oh, no problem at all. So, I'm heading to drive onto the beach, and there's this little booth where you pay to get onto the beach. And it's this car with a little trailer on the back,
that is trying to turn around so it can get back out. Obviously, somebody who wasn't paying.
Yeah.
Stuck in a hold of traffic for like a mile each. And as they finally start to get it out, I see these Canadian license plates on it, you know, from Ontario. So when I get up to the booth, I ask the guy what had happened, and he said these Canadians come down, and they say all they have is Canadian currency or a check.
Yeah.
The checks are no good, and they can't take the Canadian currency, so it's their way of trying to sneak onto the beach for free.
Yeah.
No big surprise with more ideas from the Canadians, I guess.
This is for sure, yeah. Well, let's just send them all back, okay?
Well, that's my idea. Anyhow, since you only have one line, I'm going to favor, so hold on just a second, all right?
Okay. What is he doing there? He puts us on hold?
I like being put on hold.
Do you?
That's great to put.
Kills a lot of time. I like it.
40,000 people on hold.
Oh, he's hooking us up with somebody.
Three-way calling.
Oh, it's Amy.
Brett.
Oh, yeah, Brett. Well, he lives right down the street, so let's leave him out of this right now. KC, so what's going on?
He's watching television.
He's watching television.
He's watching Donahue, man. So, in other words, you got to come over here to watch TV. Those stories are true, right?
I guess they are. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing pretty good.
Nice place.
This isn't bad, huh? So, in other words,
it's
next time...
not bad for about 500 square feet.
What's that? Oh, you got a fortune for me, Bob? Okay, what does it say? It says, don't speculate in new ideas at the cost of your reputation. No, that's yours, Bob. No, that was yours. In fact, look at that. The don't just disappeared. It says speculate in new ideas. So... Bob and I have some things to do, Casey, to take care of while you're here, so I'm going to leave, and we're going to go on the other end of the house and have a long chat. Just a joke. It's just he just gets so nervous, these guys. Yeah, he understood what I'm talking about. So anyway...
I had to stay up all night in order to make it here.
Yeah, we figured that. Yeah.
This is just like the old days on Tanner's show, right?
Well, we never did a house remote.
No, you never did a show from Tanner's house. No, that's because there was no room in his house for a...
You're a bad boy.
I am. Well, we speak the truth on this show. I know about that house. I know
that.
What's going on there. So anyway, you got a new record out.
Yeah.
Which
no, it's not out yet.
But it's coming out.
I got in trouble the other day for playing that distorted.
You did?
Yeah.
Why? They couldn't understand it anyway. So what's to get in trouble? Tell them, hey, we weren't playing that record. It was something else. It was George McRae. You know.
George McRae.
He's in Canada now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Doing what? Was he running from
the
IRS or something?
To
get the royalties, yeah. I don't blame him. Well, all the people that did disco are in Canada now, except KC.
I'm getting ready to move there.
No. Come on. Things aren't that bad.
All right, maybe the Bahamas.
What, you're leaving us?
Sure.
Why, just because they kicked you out of
somebody
your house?
I said the other day, everybody in Dade's a moron.
Oh, yeah. That
yeah,
is true. Well,
why get
you,
out of there.
You don't have to go to the Bahamas. You just move to Broward, like up around here. It's see some nice homes, lakes, water, the whole business up here. Foliage, birds.
This makes you feel at home, doesn't it, Casey? The bird? That's Tweety, by the way. He likes you.
I don't have any birds at home right now.
You don't?
No, they're in storage.
The birds are in storage.
What does that mean they're in storage? Like in a freezer or something? How do you put a bird in storage?
I take them to this place and they warehouse it.
They warehouse it.
Yeah, something for you. Good for you to know, Neil.
I lost one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Juanita, she... a liver problem or something.
Good old Juanita. Yeah, a little too much, yeah, something. That
yeah.
Liver goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Supposed to feed him water, Casey, not gin. Okay.
Did you hear that, Willie?
So anyway, this record is coming out when? Are we going to play it now? Did we arrange this right for once? Did we do something right on Zeta?
No.
Because Peter Bolger promised me that... did you give him the cassette? Did somebody give him the cassette?
No.
No, of course not.
No.
Are you
serious? Because it's not out until June or something. You know, I have no idea. I haven't even finished the damn thing.
Oh.
Can I say
that? Yeah, the goddamn thing.
Anything but the S words and the F words.
That's
right?
Correct. Well, there are a couple of others in there, but we'll let you know after you say them.
I know the A words all right.
Yeah. Aardvark is okay.
Aardvark.
So, in other words, that thing you played on the air the other day was what? Like a rough?
Yeah, it was like a rough mix of the tune I'd done.
Tune you done, yeah.
The tune I'd done with Dan Hopman.
No wonder they took his house away. Now he's becoming like illiterate.
Yeah, they gave it back to me. What can I say?
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Everything is okay now?
Sure. All except no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us. We don't want to pry. So
oh, no.
What? No, don't say it.
So this was a work in progress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have about four of the cuts done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dan Hart was going to finish the album.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He does all of his stuff right out of his home, you know?
Uh-huh.
He sits back on a couch like this, has a nice mixing board, and does the whole thing.
This is real comfortable.
Know, it's interesting to me.
Great.
All these people are running around with these bumper stickers.
What do you need a studio for?
That say, disco sucks. And if you listen to your friend Tanner and the Hot 105, that's all the kids today are listening to is disco. That scratch music is nothing more than 80s disco.
Yeah, it's pretty similar, isn't it?
Yeah.
I never got sucked by a disco.
Only more mindless. Well, we don't want to go into that. Although, if you want to talk about it. No, it's even more mindless than some of that repetitious disco stuff from the 70s, right? We don't want to mention any songs.
Yeah, it was pretty mindless, wasn't it? Shake, 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 shake your booty.
It was good. It was fun.
You knew the title of the song, though.
That's
you?
Correct. That's the idea, because you're dealing with a lot of dumb
John
kids.
And Paul McCartney.
Right. You just keep repeating the title over and over.
Say, Shivaji, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Shivaji, yeah, yeah. You know.
You might as well do that.
Might as well do that. That's the way I like it.
So that guy from New York never got a hold of you, the one that was desperately trying to get in touch for those millions of bucks that he said he wanted to lay at your doorstep?
What? You have the number?
I think Peter Bolger took the number home, is what it was. Or Caprita, one of the others.
Peter or Caprita, could you send the number over to me?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You could use it.
P.O. Box 4307.
So what have you been doing all this time? I mean, it's like you kind of like disappeared from the face of the earth.
I kind of went into retirement, you know. I decided I was relaxed. I could use it. I've been through a hell of a lot.
You went into retirement?
I'm writing a book.
Yeah, that would be good. Especially now would be a good time to do it.
It's called Make Me a Star.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
No, you're not writing a book.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
When is it coming out? He's got an album
when
coming out.
It.
He's got a book coming out when he gets around to it.
Yeah. That's just an idea I've had for a long time, you know. And the eviction was the last chapter, you know what I mean?
So to speak.
I needed the last chapter, you know, a grand finale, you know.
Well, now, did the Herald, as they usually do, did they twist and distort that? Was there a lot of crap
the
in that
newspaper?
Story?
Yeah,
you know, the
Miami News?
El Herald.
El Herald.
Yeah, our Spanish language newspaper.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, they just picked up things. Hello?
Oh, look at that. That's the guy from the Herald right now. I can't believe it.
As a matter of fact, they picked up things from other articles or whatever, and I'm not being sued by the hospitals or anything like this. You know, I'm not bankrupt, you know.
So don't
by the way, you used to do marketing, I believe, for Mel Haber at Sun Mortgage Company?
No.
It's Gonzer.
Did you work for him?
No.
Dan,
I don't
even
know who that is. No.
He said he remembered you.
Look at this. Gonzer is here. Can you believe it?
With a camera?
With a video camera.
Wait, what are you doing with a video camera now? Doing porno
movies? This will be a great shot.
Or what?
Yeah, I just thought that we would kind of commemorate the occasion on video.
Yeah, speak for yourself, okay?
Oh, is that the fortune cookie?
Yeah, we're having a little fortune cookie and a little Chinese. And
hey, Bert, how come you didn't get your fortune? Your fortune?
Well, no,
sound like me.
It's coming up. It's coming up. Trust me. You know, when they get the right one, it'll be here. By the way, I have something to talk to Gonzer about later. Just don't let me forget, okay? Not right now.
What do you mean by that?
It's something good. But
isn't it something we can do on the air?
We can do it now. Oh, yeah, on the air. Here's my fortune cookie.
Okay.
You want to do it
now?
Wait
a minute. I want KC to open his up first. This
yeah, this should be real good, KC. Well, I'll open mine, too. We'll see what happens.
25 past 9. We're way late for a break, and John is having a nervous breakdown. But that's his problem.
Mostly sunny, high 80, low 70, 75.
Bright sunny day.
What does that
partly
mean?
Cloudy.
That was
like
the weather. High 80, low 70, 75.
And you think he's gonna, you know, hit a break when you do?
Oh no, I just wanted to get something.
Okay.
I'll retrade you. Your wish will be granted next year.
Is that what it says?
Well, at least I'll be around another year, won't I?
It's already almost April.
Well, so next April, my wish will be granted.
That's not too bad.
Gee, that's a long time to wait.
That which is genuine.
I've waited a lot longer than that, Casey. So don't worry about it.
I don't like that. That which is genuine needs no explanation.
I think that has to do with Alan, no doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah, needs no explanation.
No doubt about it.
Another, are these all bad ones? I think that guy from the walk-in is trying to be careful of extravagance.
That's obviously yours.
You have another one here.
Spur of the moment decision. Now here's a good one for Harlan. Spur of the moment decision brings surprising result. Where did he go? Did he disappear?
No,
he left the room after he gave me that.
By the way, I didn't introduce him to this friend of mine, Troy, my godson's father.
Oh.
He's the one that's
Really? That's great. Fantastic. Excellent. Well, see, you're finally getting, you know, you're finally finding the right spots on the dial, getting off that old stale crap. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to tell you, KC?
I bet you're talking to Troy. I always push the buttons, Neil.
Yeah, we're not.
I listen to my cassette anymore. Though.
We're not going to mention any names. You know, you got a lot of friends in the business, or at least used to. You know, when you're on top of the world, you have a lot of friends. And then all of a sudden, when these stories come out, then it's like, KC who?
Yeah, I won't.
The basketball player? That's right. When the time comes around again, man, we'll be here waiting. Bags full of money.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or a little, like even a little satchel full, you know? Like Dave Ryder, you know? Dave Ryder hired me at ING, now that he's making all this money with these phone numbers, you know, 976 douchebag and stuff like that. That's Dave Ryder. He's got all of those things. And we keep begging him.
976 wake?
Exactly.
$4. Is it $4?
976 pitch, all those numbers. Yeah.
Jesus.
That's what I said. They got 976 Jesus too, as a matter of fact. And he just, we keep telling him, you know, just a bag or two full of money every week. And he laughs, you know.
There should be 976 Oprah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
As a matter of fact, we're going to take a break now so we can watch the transvestite pygmies on the Donahue show this morning. it's incredible. Look at that. I can't believe it. Phil is like reaching down to the floor with him. Anyway, it's 9:28 on Zeta 4, and we'll come back from my house right after this. He is in that bag
on the floor. On the floor with all the CDs.
And a storage company in the drawer.
Oh, yeah. It's a clear CD, John.
Now, how do you know that he hasn't found it? Because John is so far ahead.
Coffee. It's right up here.
Are we getting out of hand here? Are people in a feeding frenzy? Since Gonzo got here, man, it's like everybody's going nuts. Have you noticed that?
Everything was so calm.
Now, all these people that talk about that music like it was garbage, you know, and there are a lot of people who say that, like disco is all sucked and it was garbage and mindless, and that must really piss you off, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, take the good with the bad, you know. As long as they're talking about me, I don't care.
Is that it? Just like me.
Michael Jackson didn't think it was too bad.
Yeah.
You know.
Just like Neil.
Although he'd be bad.
I'm bad,
yeah.
You know, I'm your boogeyman. And, you know,
same record.
Same, yeah.
So why don't you sue him? He's got $3 billion.
Oh, I couldn't do that. You know, we're friends. I couldn't do that.
You're friends with Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, sure.
Well, now, you must have a lot of questions you want to ask him about.
No, I can't answer any.
I have a story. Not those kind of
He's
questions.
He's going to get married.
I have a story for you, Casey.
To what?
Looking for it. About Michael Jackson.
He's getting married to the Elephant Man. Is that a true story?
One of his giraffes, I think.
I got you. What is the story?
I can't find it, okay?
Something like that, yeah.
It's not here. Now, did anybody take part in my USA Today?
I don't think so.
Hold on.
Oh, that's the one
that
with the crumbs
thing
on
to
it.
Do.
Yeah.
What happened to that USA Today?
I had to get the other part that had the crumbs on it.
Could you bring us back to US Today with the crumbs on it?
Where's the part of the paper with the crumbs on it?
The life section, the purple section.
9:38 on Zeta 4, and we're a little out of control here because somebody stole part of
it. They threw it out. I appreciate that. Anyway, this is, by the time I get this, it's going to be not worth it. But Al Yankovic, you know Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a record coming out, and it's a parody of Michael Jackson's big hit Bad. It's called Even Worse. And the video will feature a leather and buckles clad Yankovic, and the rumor has it lyrics that say, I'm fat, I'm fat.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, they can do one for me like that.
That'll be real big.
How big? No, but anyway, so you're not just making it up. You're tight with Michael Jackson? Now, what is with this thing about his appearance? I mean, has he lost it? When you get that much money, do you just kind of like freak out? Because it seems like he just doesn't know what to do with it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I guess I'm asking the wrong person, right? No, seriously, it's like, what is with his face and with the body? Like, he's trying to piece, like, he's like Dr. Frankenstein in reverse, you know?
I think he had a different idea, and I think that the surgeons and stuff, you know, they might have messed up a little bit or something, you know? I think he was sort of tough, bad, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Like a mannequin.
Yeah. Well, you know, they use the same doctor, so, you know... I don't want to name any names, but they all look alike these days.
Yeah, they all do. Where was that thing? Was it in USA or was it in the Herald? It was in the Herald.
About
Michael and the two sisters and how they all looked the same and had the pictures. And how the faces, it looks like they all went to the same plastic surgeon. They put all the pieces in the same places.
Marlon Jackson, he's still the same.
Yeah, he's still the same.
Yeah.
Isn't that a song, Still the Same?
Still the same.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, I would imagine. Now, what happened when that story came out? Did a lot of people rediscover you? The one that we've been talking about?
Oh,
that's okay. John will dump it out.
Sheets,
yeah. Yeah, he lives in Hialeah.
I tried to do my best.
Yeah, every Friday they have a lot of sheets.
Is that Gloria Stefan?
Who is that at the door?
Wait a minute. Hi, Gloria.
Casey, this could be one of your big fans now.
Yeah.
Could be Terry DeSerio.
Who, Terry?
Some guy from the City of Plantation who wants to talk to you. Did you bring him in?
No.
No. What is this?
Wants to talk to us about what?
No.
Bird is having a nervous breakdown.
Well, he should, I think.
Yeah.
How you doing? Yeah. Hey, Stanley, how you be?
Thank you. I know. We really are cracked. Exactly. Well, he deserved it, didn't he, Stanley? Well, that's great. So what do you do for the City of Plantation on...
Utilities
department.
Are you on a break?
So in other words, like... yeah, he's just on taking a little break. Now to stop. Now, how did you know where... Okay, we don't want to let your boss know that Stanley is taking a break right now.
Everybody gets 10 minutes.
Yeah, so how did you know where we lived, Stanley? You found the place yesterday. What do you...
I got the rundown on it.
Oh, you got the rundown on it. How do you like that?
Rundown.
Oh, in other words, he was probably listening to that show where they're giving our address and the phone number and shoe size.
No, they listened in the paper. You know, when a house is sold or so-and-so.
Yeah, I would think so, only that ain't my real name, okay? So, but that's all right. That probably threw Neil Rogers. In other words, just to be sure. Thank you, Stanley. Do you know KC?
Hey, Stanley, how
KC and the Sunshine Band, exactly.
Yeah, Sunshine Band.
Boogie Shoes.
Get Down Tonight.
You hear that?
Okay.
Who's over there?
John's over
there. John, you hear that?
John, what we're going to do is, like, at about 10 o'clock, we'll play Get Down Tonight. No. The 6 minute version, that's a long cut, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good.
It's 506.
506. Boy, look at that. He spits it right out. He knows there's, like, he can just see those checks coming in.
Yes,
that's the bird. That's right, Stanley.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, show this feather tail.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, give him that old rap crap.
I forgot. He flashed me back 10 years.
I think you should give Neil that hat.
Yeah, I want a City of Plantation hat. It's the least I could do with all the water I'm using in this house.
Are you kidding?
I'm going to have the most humongous water bill that you ever saw in your life. Now, listen, Stanley, do you guys pick up garbage, too? No. You know the guys who do pick up garbage? Because we got a little garbage in the garage we want to get rid of, okay?
It is Friday. Don't they pick up on Friday?
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, yeah. You got in trouble for what? Oh, wait a minute, here's somebody
else.
Here's
the garbage man.
Here's the garbage man is at the door right now, as a matter of fact.
That's
about
time.
This is great.
Yeah.
Jesus. This is incredible. At the door, yeah. In fact, usually
great
people...
Great sound effects, Neil. Great sound
effects. Yeah. People that we don't even know.
I don't know this person. Do you?
No.
I think maybe I know her. Who is it?
Hi. Hey, I didn't recognize her with the glasses on.
Jesus.
Okay, hey, Stanley.
Do you have any girlfriends?
Bye-bye,
Stan. Sisters, I mean. Hey, City of Plantation.
Get back to work, Stanley, would you please? Okay, now maybe if we took some calls here, there might be some people want to talk to KC. Is that possible?
Nobody wants to talk.
How do you know that? Why are you so defensive and negative? There are probably a lot of people who are just
KC
flipping
you.
Out. Hello.
Hi. Hello, I'm talking to Neil.
Yes, you got him.
Is Neil?
Yeah.
Hi, Neil.
You want to say hi to Casey?
I don't know. She wants to see Casey.
Okay. I sure want to say hi to you.
No, I'm calling because I sit next to Harlan in third hour.
Oh, you sit next to Harlan?
Third hour. And he's always talking about how no one ever calls Neil. No one from Cooper City ever talks to Neil. So I figured since I was home and since I let the phone ring for 10 minutes, I might as well talk to you and tell you that I'm calling to say hi because Harlan always yells that no one ever calls you.
Wow, that's really great. That Harlan is always promoting this show, you know?
Yeah.
He's always out there doing it.
Oh, and there's something else.
In fact, he was in here doing it just a little while ago.
You know how you always think Alan's so good-looking?
Yes.
Well, he's not. Okay, I just thought you might like to know that from, like, a 17-year-old girl. Alan is not that...
Well, I have a feeling that you're allowing your personal feelings to enter into your assessment.
Something
okay?
You would never do.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Now, are you looking at this objectively, or did you and Alan have some kind of a falling out?
Like, I don't even know Alan, just I've seen him.
Yeah.
He's not that good looking. I mean, Harlan is better looking than Alan.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
Mm-hmm.
Harlan, did you hear that? There's hope after all.
Well, I want to congratulate you on this phone call, okay?
Now, listen, I got the name and address of a great optometrist. Seriously, in Cooper City? No, I really do. I've got this optometrist. He will get your eyes straightened out for you in no time. Trust me.
I
Okay?
Right,
I mean, Harlan may have a better personality. He may be a wonderful guy, which he is. But
Harlan's definitely better looking than Alan.
Right okay. on
well,
the money.
Well, I'm not
going to
fight you, okay?
On the money.
In fact, I'll make a deal with you, okay?
What's that?
You can have Harlan and I'll have Alan and everybody will be happy, okay?
All right.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
What a great
okay.
caller.
That was you are so obsessed, you know?
I'm sorry.
You
I,
really
I
are.
Can't
you're just
help
totally
it.
Obsessed.
I'm
Hello.
Trying. I'm trying.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, you're right. You do sound like you're in a tin can.
We are, as a matter of fact. We're broadcasting from a huge tin can. Campbell's.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not on the air, right?
Yes, you are.
I am.
Right now as you speak.
Oh, come on. That's what we get for turning off our radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. Yeah, teachers allowed in this whole thing.
Exactly. Now, you're not a teacher at Cooper City, are you?
No, not Cooper City, but Broward County.
Great.
So we're all celebrating because we don't have to look at the urchins all week.
Oh, come on. Now, what a terrible thing to say. That's a horrible thing to say. You love all the students, don't you?
Of course, but they're all happy because they don't have to look at us all week.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Really?
That works out real good that way.
Yeah. Did you want to say hi to Casey?
Sure.
Hi. Wow.
Hi, Casey.
Hi. What's your name?
What is your name?
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Yeah, Casey's going to write a song about you, Linda.
I kind of grew up with all his music, so I'm up there in the 36-year-old realm.
Oh, dude. That means you were like 23 when I was happening, right?
Uh-huh.
How about that?
I always told the kids, you got to be two things. You got to be, one, insane to be a teacher, and two, you got to really like it.
Yeah.
Or insane to listen to my music back then, right?
What?
Or insane to listen to my music back then, right?
It's kind of hard to hear you.
Yeah, he can't hear you.
Yeah.
That's right. Because of the speakerphone, that won't help either.
Yeah.
It's a Mickey Mouse system, but that's the way we do things on
there. That's what we do. Since we turn off the radio, then it's easier to hear you this way.
That's correct. Well, listen, Linda, we got to get back. Donahue's got the midget transsexuals on right now, so we got to get back to our TV set, but it's been nice hearing from you.
Got to do it.
Okay.
Okay, boy.
Boy.
Wasn't she nice, huh?
Yeah, wasn't she nice?
Where's boy from? New York.
That's
from
Noodles.
New York. It's like walking your door. Yeah.
No,
right.
It's from Noodles, actually.
Noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know Greg and Donald over on the Gloves 94? Now, look at the blank look on his face.
It is so blank.
No, seriously, that was the definitive look. I'm honest with you. That was perfect, okay, for Budell and Agony. That was the most perfect look.
It must be the contact
lenses. I know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you keep them out of your ears, it would help. If we only had television, man, that look, that blankness on Casey's face.
That was a blank look, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Greg eloped last night with his traffic girl.
His 11th marriage, and that's just this year.
And it's his first, it's her first and his 11th. Yeah.
According to the Herald.
Yeah.
Well, make it a dozen.
Yeah. Baker's dozen.
Now, I want to ask Gonzer something. Jeff? A friend of mine was watching a movie on cable the other night. It was called
Foxes.
Now, with Jodie Foster, I have a friend of mine who, like John Hinckley, is into Jodie Foster, you know? He was watching this movie called Foxes. Now, this was a big movie back in the 70s. This was Adrian Lyne's first movie. Adrian Lyne, his next movie was Flashdance, and then he did Fatal Attraction.
Uh-huh.
This was a good
movie. I like the way you're choking him over my cigar. It's not even lit. It's not even lit.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, Neil, in this movie,
cigarette.
He said they're listening to the radio. And on the radio, it's Jeff Gonzer from KMET.
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievable.
It was my one and only shot in a movie.
Isn't that exciting?
That is incredible. I had no idea.
We probably got $20,000 for that, like Caprita's getting today for this spot.
No, actually, I made a couple of grand, and then later on, I got residuals for a while.
That's a decent movie. That's better than your average teenage loss of innocence, you know, crap. There was a little something to this movie. I remember
Sally Kellerman was the mom.
Mm-hmm. And I remember really liking that movie.
Adrian Lyle came up to the radio station, and he just had me recreate the morning show that I did. And he was...
Your heart was in the right...
Know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
Harry. Can I use Bunda mug for the co-op?
Anything you like. Just get out of here, okay? Man, talk about chaos. You're talking about...
I beg your pardon?
954 on Zeta 4. Now, what were you saying, Harlan, just moments before we came back? Something about a sheet sale at Punnies for the weekend. Yeah, same thing that you said before, Casey.
Yes, the sheet sale.
Yeah.
That's what he said, yeah.
That's what I thought he said.
Do you stay on longer than me?
We stay until 10 after every day. Now, if you were a loyal Zeta listener, Casey, you would know that.
We're
on until
10
after. Yes, he does. He has told us many a time.
Before 10. I go to sleep around 9.
Yeah.
Right after Bewitched.
A.M.
Yeah, I do too, as a matter of fact. It makes the last hour 10 minutes kind of drag a little bit. Now, what was Harlan saying about that girl I called earlier who needs the eye? She's a great American.
I agree, Harlan.
Does have bad eyesight, though.
Harlan, you make a hell of a cup of coffee, too.
I know, wait a minute.
I made the cup.
Wait a minute. It's
hey,
the
Bird,
doorbell.
I made the cup of
this
coffee.
Is probably the mayor of Hollywood coming. Mara Galante is probably at the door right
this
now.
This could be my wife and child. Oh, no, it's not.
But
it's
Stanley is
Stanley
back again.
He brought your cap. He brought your
all
cap.
All right, Stanley. Stanley just stole a cap from the city of Plantation.
All right.
So when your water bill goes up, when your sewer and water goes up next month, ladies and gentlemen, in Plantation, you'll understand why. Thank you, Stanley. You're a real gentleman and a scholar. And
me and Bob.
You and Bob. Okay. Truck number what? Truck?
You have any license plates?
Do we have any license plates?
Well, this wasn't really
wait,
a promoter.
If you keep doing this stuff, you're going to be making license plates, Stanley. No, we don't have any here.
Just a barter system?
Do we?
No, it wasn't really meant to be a public promotion. I don't think we brought all the...
We didn't bring any paraphernalia.
No. Take the truck.
Yeah.
take Casey's vet out there, okay? No problem. Okay, thanks, Stanley.
No problem.
Get back to work. Okay, thank you.
Before you do go out, I want to say hello to some of your listeners.
Go ahead, Casey.
You know. Mm-hmm. Well, the day I was going to make a list, and I only got like the three of them. Laurie, Brian.
He wants you to sing.
Mr. Mayo at MPL.
He wants you to sing Get Down Tonight.
Who?
Baby, let's get together.
Oh, my God.
Howdy, me and you. Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight.
A little fast version, but
yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
30 seconds or less.
Yeah, it's all right, King.
We're
all in a nutshell. Hey, Mom.
Videotape was all over long ago, Harlan. What were you saying? You were saying hello to who?
My mom.
Oh, how nice.
That's great.
She probably isn't listening. But
I bet you last Sunday you and she were eating at Denny's down at 125th.
I thought I recognized your mother.
Exactly. Mother Rogers was down there. We were having a little breakfast, a little brunch.
Thanks again, Stanley.
You were smoking Parliament Lights.
Go to work, Stanley. Truck number five. That's the one that's incapacitated at the moment. Gene Harris fights for mothers of babies in prison.
Oh, my God.
And Donahue. Is that
very
exciting?
Important.
Now, does that mean that the babies are in prison?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, this is an important subject that is not being paid
that must be in Broward, right? Because Broward's the only county in America where they would have put infants in jail, right? These are like infants that were walking down the strip with a cup of beer in their hand, right? Exactly. Even Tweety knows about it.
No, they violated it. If you're around when the crime's committed, you're guilty.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. It's infants who violated their diapers.
That's for sure.
Oh, my God.
Void where prohibited. So anyway, what I was going
to
ask...
Used diapers, now it's Pampers.
Okay. Yeah, what I was going to ask you... Wait a minute, now here's the pool crew, okay?
Oh, my God.
Somebody better get out there right now, Dave, and find out just what the hell is going on. We need to get the pool heated. Wouldn't it be great if we got that thing fired up now?
Wouldn't it?
Did you get the gas?
People are here right now. We've got the gas, but the damn pilot light won't stay on.
What's he trying to fish out of there?
There's some great...
Alan?
Yeah, Alan is there in the pool. The bird had a little something arranged for him, a little surprise. So anyway, what I was about to ask is, what the hell are you going to do here for 5 hours, and is Lee Gillette going to do for four?
I have been walking around the house thinking about that, and it's scaring the hell out of me.
Because
if anybody, the powers that be, think that we're just sitting around here hanging out for 15 hours today, they're out of their mind, okay? They're out of their cotton-picking minds.
Well, we thought maybe it'd stop by and say,
yeah, every now and then. Like, what are you doing? Now, has she got her green card yet or what? I'm serious. Is
who
this
is this?
What
Peggy Lewis. Peggy Lewis.
I don't know.
That's who we didn't recognize.
Little Peggy Lewis.
Wouldn't you, if you saw her on the street, wouldn't you stop her immediately and ask, do you have your green card yet? I'm serial.
I've never seen her before. Is she a new one?
I don't know.
Is she replacing Michelle?
As a matter of fact, she works at Bingo up at the Seminole Reservation on alternate weeknights.
The anti-Seminole.
So what are you going to... Yeah, what are you going to be doing now?
I don't know. We're just going to have fun, you know? Just try to wing it. We got some stuff back at the studio we'll be running. And
hopefully the music.
Music, yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Guys,
yeah.
Grill today. It's Wayne Newton, Jerry Vale, and
Sammy Davis Jr.
Jr.
I saw that, yeah.
Well, who took over? Wayne Newton.
Yeah. And Jerry Vale. And Sammy
it's a little April Fool, you know?
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, little April Fool's thing.
Dale,
you know?
Try it, humor.
Just like the audience thinks we really got Casey in my house here this morning, right? Just a little April Fool's joke. It's really Bill Tanner, boys.
Little sound alike.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He's been working on your imitation for years now. So anyway...
Maybe we can try to do a remote from the pool, see if I
don't you think we ought to play Get Down Tonight?
Yes, it's almost 10 o'clock.
On WZTA, Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches at almost 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Is he playing it?
Classic.
Is John doing it?
With Neil Rogers.
All right.
You know, it'd be great if you could intro it. Maybe. They're talking about that... it's depressing what they're talking about. Do you want me to tell you
I'm
what
sorry
it is?
If you can't see it.
Yeah, well, that's why we're doing a service, okay?
Yeah.
Because people that aren't near their TV right now, we're doing a little play-by-play on the different channels.
You know that murder in Central Park up in New York about they were allegedly having strong sex and the girl died?
Right, where the guy confessed the other day.
Yeah, that's what this is, follow-up to this, and that's what this is about, and also about Patty Hansen, the model who had her face sliced up there in wonderful New York City that so many of our wonderful listeners want to go back to.
Yeah. Well, if they want to go back, there are planes and buses leaving every 5 minutes. No shortage of trips back to New York.
No night flights, though.
Really?
No, nothing after midnight anymore.
No. Really? I don't blame them. Who the hell would want to get off a plane after midnight anymore?
God.
Unless you're going to hang out in the airport till it gets daylight.
Water.
Exactly. You've got it. Exactly.
I should get one of those.
Well, I'm not going to touch that line with a 10-foot pole, yeah.
That is a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Moving right along.
Yeah, quickly.
Patty Murray is going to be doing a special remote today from Joys R Us. I'm serious. In fact, she left her scratchy voice there the other day, and they torched it. It's 10:05 on Zeta, almost that time. Now, how are we going to do this with a 16 in a row? Are we... you talk about organization, man. We have got about as much clue what's going on today.
Well, you just say goodbye, and they'll just start playing 16
in
a row.
Whichever he wants, that's right. We can let John pick the music, which means we're going to hear something really esoteric. You know, like
Dawn of the Dead.
Some obscure cut by the Grateful Dead that even they don't remember, you know?
St. Stephen, play the long one. No.
So what are these pool guys doing on it? Now, isn't this good timing? Just when we're getting through.
And ready for the pool.
And ready for the pool. The pool men came, and they must be listening to the show, huh?
How about that?
They haven't gotten out. They're not listening to the show.
Should we have a cover for the pool to keep the heat in?
Well, there isn't any heat in it right at the moment. Well, don't you understand? It's almost April. In fact, it is April.
You won't need a heater pretty soon.
And pretty soon it's going to be hotter than hell every day. We don't need a pool.
It's going to cost a fortune to heat this house. I mean, to cool this house with the air conditioning. No,
wrong. We've got three separate air conditioners in this house.
It's going to cost a fortune.
No, in other words, when you're not...
I have four. Mine's $900 a month.
Ah!
You're not serious.
Really?
Well, what do you do? Keep it on about 30?
No. It's
nine? Now I know what
78.
Now I know what he meant when he said he had the bird on ice.
Oh.
Nine.
I keep that room at 78 all the time.
$900 a month.
What?
For electric?
Yeah.
My God!
Where's Big Dave? You used to candlelight. You used to walk around with a little yurtside light. No, I'm serious. The one thing I don't understand is like a couple of times when the air conditioner went out for a couple of weeks.
It was more.
The bill went up.
Yeah.
That's you try to tell them that, though, and they think, it's not on. You notice when you go away for a couple of weeks and you come back and the house is shut down and the bill is higher? Oh, yeah. How does that one work?
Or the same. Yeah.
I did get one in February when I went to Korea for $358, and then it started going up like $100 a month.
Woo!
Well,
they know who you are. They don't know who I am, sick.
Well, I've never seen the meter reader.
Now, who are these old guys out here messing around in my pool? What are they doing?
He's supervising. That's the supervisor.
Are you sure? Is that just like neighbors that came out? Man,
you got three guys cleaning the pool.
There are more people that just like showed up here today, you know what? And Stanley came back a second time.
Yeah, but he brought a hat.
That was nice. Yeah, I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Stanley.
I'd get one of those shirts for that guy out there. The one with the paint stains?
What does it say?
What are their pool services? I don't know.
Oh, yeah? Let me give him a little plug. Maybe he'll give us some free something. Huh? Classic pools, okay?
That's what they're
That fits for us, doesn't it?
Oh, he just said he doubled the rate on us now? Okay. It's all right.
No, you want free pool cleaning.
Classic pools.
Classic rock.
And
two bathrooms. Classic rock and classic pools.
Like classic Coke.
Exactly. Which we're going to be drinking some of in just a couple of minutes when we say, boy, boy.
Well, you're not really going to leave,
yes, we
are
certainly
you?
Are.
But this is your home. I mean, are you going to go to sleep on the couch at the station?
No, as a matter of fact, I got the bedroom in there, and you'd be amazed at what's going to go on.
Well, we were going to do a little tour of your house in a while, so I hope
they don't
interrupt.
Why does Bob give a nervous look? What is that all about, man?
He knows you.
No, he does not. He's just so nervous. You know, what is his story?
Well, we're going to leave Tweety here with you.
I mean, how long does it take for Michelle to do her nails anyway? Guinness Book of Records?
Yeah.
Well, she wants to get those nails long for you, Bob.
10:09.
Oh, Neil, my wife Barbara is bringing by Orange Julius for you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious. From
Orange Caesar? Caesar?
What?
Orange Caesar?
No, Orange Julius.
Well, you have to be more than Gonzer's wife to get admitted to Uncle Neil's house. I'll tell you that right now.
But the kids
can
do
bring Orange
best,
Julius. That's
out.
Okay.
The kids coming by too.
Bar, bring about a half gallon. Is that enough? Maybe a gallon. Yeah.
Well, listen, that's going to do it for us.
Is that right?
Doesn't that break your heart?
Oh no! Don't leave me.
Just when we were getting going, we were just getting started. You got a little momentum, Casey. Came by, which we appreciate very well.
I appreciate it, Neil.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
You've done more for me than I've done for you.
Well, exactly. When those bags of money start coming in, you know where I live now, right at the doorstep, okay? Just ring the bell and, you know, put a little note on the door. Casey was here. We'll know where it came from.
Airlift, right?
We weren't telling IRS. Okay, listen, good luck to you, Casey. We'll be looking for that new record that you're definitely going to give us one of these days.
Can you tell us what label it's coming out of?
I don't even know.
He's very...
It's with the Charles Koppelman organization, and they do a deal. It's either Columbia
or... Oh, so they shop it,
they shop it.
They shop it around.
Mm-hmm. With the Miracles, they're shopping around. Smokey Robinson. Okay, listen, have a wonderful day and a great weekend, and happy Easter and Pesach and all that other good stuff.
Well, you're not going anywhere. You'll
yes, right. We are. We're far away. Trust me, I've had enough of this crap for one day. I'll tell you that. And here's the first of 16 in a row on Zeta 4.